It must have been so weird for people when they watched Emergency and just went, it's like the old Jazz Hospital. What the hell? Bobby Troup and Julie London, they're the doctor and the nurse. What the hell is this all about?
I wonder how many people knew Bobby Troup then.
Hey, Dr. Fats Domino, come here.
All right. Louis Armstrong, the paramedic.
Yeah, paging Dave Brubeck.
That's right. He's taking a time out. Is he back in yet? No, he's taking a time further out.
His heart's beating to a very difficult rhythm.
Take five. All right, man, we've already started the show and we haven't even introduced it yet. I start it.
You're the host.
I start it. Whenever I want to start it, I should start it. Hi, everyone. My name is David Dedrick, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon.
Hi, I'm Ian Boothby. I also welcome you to said show.
I'm sorry, I stepped on your line there. You were about to speak, and then I continued
on
talking.
Why shouldn't it happen for the 267th time?
One day, we'll get it right.
Yeah, and then the apocalypse will occur.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh seal will open, and all that will happen. I don't know what the other seals are.
I was...
I know one of them is Seals and Croft.
Seals and Croft, that's one of them.
One is the Christmas seal, that's the other one.
Seals and Croft.
Seal of Approval, that's another one of the seals.
Sammy the Seal.
The Singer Seal.
Singer Seal, that's right. Yep. Any more?
Nope.
You're all out?
Yep.
You ran out of...
My lips are sealed.
The Go-Go's are another seal?
Yep.
I was, the other day, I don't know why I was doing it, just idly going through every English-speaking country in the world on iTunes and seeing if there were reviews of Sneaky Dragon.
There's got to be a better way of doing that. There's got to be a way that just you can just see it.
I wish there was, because then what happened was when I went to sign back on, because if once you go off of your country,
yeah,
and go, you know, scooting around the world,
you
got
to go through
reviews,
customs to get back.
You have to go back through customs. It's true, because you get logged out of your Apple account.
Yeah, you do.
So then you have to sign back in, and when I did this time, then I had to get a verification code.
Ah.
Well, I don't have an iPhone.
Oh.
So it's in Mary's phone number. So I guess she gets some mysterious code to her phone. She's like, I don't know what this is. And then I texted her and said, did you get a code? I need it to get back into iTunes. And then she's like, oh, I got rid of it. So then I'll resend it. Send it to me. So, yeah. But anyway. So
the important thing is, did we get compliments?
We got plenty of compliments.
How does New Zealand feel about
what's
us?
No one in New Zealand cares.
How's
about
Papua
us.
New Guinea?
Papua New Guinea? Is that... I didn't think of checking out Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
I should have. Mama New Guinea. They love us. The mums and the papas, New Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
Not
really. Not really.
I'll cut that out.
That one's still in development.
I'll cut it out. What are you going to give it? You going to give it a mark? So I was looking at it, and there were some nice reviews from Australia, but one of them said, we are terrible at self-promotion. And I was like...
So is Australia.
So
best they've ever been is Paul Hogan on a beach going, I'll put a shrimp on the Barbie. And after that, nothing.
What about Road Warrior? That sold it pretty well.
That was way before. That was recent.
Mm-hmm.
It's been recent, but there was a long period of time between Road... It went Road Warrior,
yeah,
Paul Hogan, and then another Road Warrior decades later.
Yeah.
But aside from that, when is New Zealand promoted?
Serious?
Like, they had a brief period where it was,
New Zealand? Or are you talking about Australia?
Australia. Okay. How about Yahoo Serious?
Yeah.
And you go like,
Are you serious?
No, no, really, we don't care about the Young Einstein. Nothing. And then nothing from Australia.
Wasn't that a hit, Young Einstein?
How do you register a hit? Name anything about it besides the poster. Name any element of it.
I didn't see it.
But... No one did.
Okay. I thought it was like one of those breakout
hits. I put this to you, audience.
Did you see?
Yeah, no, because everyone was waiting for the next thing to come out of Australia.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, well, Yahoo Serious. Ah, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we are.
This is something.
Here we are. All right, buckle up.
Now,
here we go.
What's going to happen?
And no one saw it. The end.
Yeah, you're right.
And then nothing from Australia except for our friend Shane McCarthy. our friend Gavin.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Australia.
Yeah.
Let's throw this over to him. Gavin. What's the good word on Australia? Have you guys promoted yourself in any way? Like, here's all I hear, and this includes from you, sir, and I want to be honest, what's Australia like? A lot of things that'll kill you.
Mm.
The end.
Yeah, even trees.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're sick of winter, it's summer here. That's pretty good.
I guess.
That's a good twist.
I have a feeling it's summer all year there. Although, I guess if you go to the south, then it's more like our north.
Yeah, we don't want to be that ignorant.
It's kind of confusing.
Right.
We don't want to be that ignorant.
Right. And I think, you know what, here's the thing. I think, like, Australia lorded it over New Zealand for a long period of time. Then Lord of the Rings came along. Yeah. And now all of a sudden they're top dog.
They're top of the...
And, you know, it's really disturbed the balance of the force down there. But what are people saying about it? What's the good word?
Well,
We're bad at promotion.
And I just thought...
They're correct.
I read it and I thought, well, what else do you do? What do you mean bad at promotion? What are you supposed to do? Take out a billboard? We're a podcast.
We are not very good at promotion.
I disagree.
Okay, well, we go. And that's where we stand.
But why do you think we're bad at promotion?
Well, no, I've promoted things.
Yeah.
And we do not do a hardcore promotion by any means.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at promoting? Is that what you mean?
All right, let's look at this. Okay. In the last, let's say, month.
Last 5 years of the show.
Well, it's tough because it's holidays.
Yeah.
Let's go even like since October.
Mm-hmm.
What have we done to publicize the show?
We put out a show every week.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
You don't seem
like,
very
what
impressed.
Have we done to sell our bread? We've put out bread. That's not promoting the bread. That's manufacturing the product.
Okay.
All right, let's go since June. What have we done?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there you
go. I guess we are terrible at promotion. Oh, well.
We did do a pretty hard push for our anniversary show, the 250th one.
Okay.
We gave away a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
That all worked out. Yep. But no, we don't really, we don't go on a lot of other people's shows that much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really push that much. We don't do news things and make fake things and go on the news and say we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
We don't drum up fake controversy.
Okay.
You know, and stuff, you know, or we don't go on Twitter and say controversial things. We barely are on Twitter with our thing at all. I'm on Twitter a lot with my nonsense, but, you know, Sneaky Dragon is very seldom on there.
You're right.
So, you know, we haven't. So what you're saying, Dave, is we need a publicity stunt.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
All right. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw this out to our audience then.
Mm.
First of all, one, what should Australia do to promote itself?
Okay.
That's thing one. Because I'm now legitimately concerned with Australia not promoting itself.
Mm-hmm.
And two, what should we do to promote ourselves? What should we do to give ourselves a big push in this crazy post-internet world?
Good. That's a good...
Let us know.
I'm a gas leak. That was me opening my pop because I forgot to do that earlier. Enormous pop.
Yeah, so far, it's a larger than normal soda. David will have to pee at some point. So far, what we've done to promote the show is Dave has talked about his deck.
That was a good promotional.
That was one of our more successful segments, is Dave talking about his deck. So that really lays the pipe.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, you know what I think would make us successful?
What's that?
And first of all, I'm happy with where we're at.
Yeah, I feel like...
We're very Canadian
successful.
In that we're happy with how we are.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go with that. But this kind of nonsense that we do, this nonsense that we're doing, this back and forth, banter, bit-bit-a-bop-a-da-boo, this thing.
We're experts at it.
Well, I don't know if we're experts at it. We have been doing it for 267 episodes.
Okay, we're professionals.
We got to do 10,000, I believe, until we get it right.
Is that right?
That's what they say, the 10,000 thing.
Oh, that's right.
No, here's where I think...
Let's get it over with fast and just do one 10,000-hour episode.
Sure, feels like that sometimes. no, here's where I think we would succeed.
Okay.
If we lived in the UK.
We would be big there.
I don't know if we'd be big.
Oh.
But there's a market for this kind of thing.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of British kind of chat shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not shows like The Tonight Show here where they bring on a celebrity and they interview them. But more, let's just have people who are sort of funny sit down, just talk for a while under some sort of premise of maybe we'll talk about trivia. Maybe we'll talk about science. We'll talk about something. Who cares? Doesn't matter. The point is, it's like six people sitting around having a yip-yap, making fun of each other.
Sure.
And there are infinite shows like that in England.
Yeah.
Infinite fucking shows like that in England. And I think, like, if we were there doing this, then it would work.
Well, there's one difference between us and them is that they're entertaining. So
fuck you. How about that? How about fuck you? Do you ever watch the Big Fat Quiz? It's on YouTube.
Mm.
They do it once a year in England. It's some comedians that get together and they go over the events of the year, which is entertaining, but then it's just yip, yip, yip. And then I've been watching a show now called Travel Man, and it's Richard something. He's the guy from the IT club. He is the...
Richard AOD.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, from the
I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name, but it's...
IT crowd. Sorry.
IT crowd, yeah.
AV club.
Richard AYAODE.
Right. And it's him and another comedian, and they go somewhere in the world.
Mm.
And for 48 hours, like Paul Rudd, he'll go with Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Or Noel Fielding from Mighty Boosh.
Sure.
And damn if it's not entertaining, but it's so light And it's just like, ah, this is kind of, oh, I wish we did this kind of thing. It's just so fucking fun. Huh. You know, it's the kind of thing that, you know, it's the kind of humor I really love. I wish we did more of in Canada. Mm. And they don't do it all in America. And it's weird because you see like America and they go like, I want, because America wanted to do a show like that kind of chat show. And so they did At Midnight, which is fine. But it's really like a real try hard show. It's really, really trying hard.
It's very competitive. Yeah.
Yeah. It's filling every second with more jokes. Get in there. And I just like the sitting back, relax.
Yeah.
Just talk until something's funny, and you know, and everyone's, and people aren't necessarily trying to top each other all the damn time, you know, and if they are, it's good natured, and it's like, ah, oh, it's just great. But yeah, big recommendation for Travel Man, which is kind of a sequel to a show called Gadget Man, where he does the same thing but with gadgets,
okay,
with a little bit of travel, but the travel, and it's beautiful. They go all over the world. They go like Florence, you know, they go to New York. It's just gorgeous. They went to Helsinki, which is a delight because I've got Finnish family. So, you know, we all watched that together and had a... Here's one of the things they did. Tell me if this does not sound really entertaining. He went with Paul Rudd and they went to a sauna. They went to a sauna.
Yeah, I like how you're pronouncing it properly.
Which is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
In a Burger King in Finland.
Really?
So you get your burger, and you get your fries, and you can have a beer if you want or a soda. Wow. And you sit there for like 2 hours in a sauna with your fast food. Entertaining.
That's an interesting choice because, you know, to me, the Whopper is like the sweatiest burger.
Mm.
Like if you think about it, all the burgers you've eaten in your life, it's like the sweatiest burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a wet, humid burger. I don't know.
I like the... Let's get.
And I'm speaking as a guy who likes a Whopper.
Let's go. Let's discuss burgers.
Okay.
Fast food burgers.
Yep.
Okay. So first of all,
they're the best burgers.
If you're a vegetarian, your best bet is Burger King. They actually have a really good vegetarian burger. Let's put that out of the way.
Is that right?
Anywhere else? Screw it. Don't even try.
Yeah.
But let's go down the burger line. Burger King, the Whopper.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever had a Whopper. It was like, this is too much burger.
Mm.
Way too much. Over time, I've adjusted.
Okay.
I think the thing that saves the Whopper is the onions.
Yes.
The onions are very predominant, much more so than any other fast food.
They're not diced. They're full-on onions.
They're full-on onions, and the sharpness of the onions cuts the fact that you're right. It is the kind of moistest. People hate the word moist now, but it's like that kind of burger. Yeah. You know, you need that sharpness, and that's what saves it. So that and the pickles. A little bit of ketchup, that saves your Whopper, and that's what makes it
I like it. But I like the sauce with it, too. Like,
Which sauce is that?
I don't know what it is. It's just kind of a sloppy mess. It's good. It's a good mix of whatever the heck they do.
Okay, but you go to a Burger King, you get the Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you go to McDonald's, what do you get?
Big Mac.
All right. And how's the Big Mac work for you?
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite hamburger, like fast food hamburger.
Why does no other burger, aside from the Burger King, whatever, BK King bullshit ripoff burger, why does no other burger decide to do that bread in the middle business?
Yeah, it's an interesting, because I think it's a tricky one to do because you can end up very dry, like with too much bun. And I think
it's
secret,
like a club sandwich.
The secret is the bun too. And I think that, and to me personally, I think fast food restaurants have the best buns. Like, I don't like a heavy bun or a tasty bun.
Right.
If I go to a restaurant and they serve, like, a ciabatta bun, I don't like it. Because I feel like, to me, the bread is just the transportation system for all the rest of the stuff that you're getting.
It's been suggested that if you go to a McDonald's and you want the best bun, the Filet-O-Fish has the best bun. So you want to replace the bun that you're having with whatever burger you are with the Filet-O-Fish bun.
Interesting. It is a pretty soft bun. I do like the Filet-O-Fish as well. It's when I was a younger man and could pack it away,
I wore a younger man's clothes, and I got the sauce on me. Here's something I've been doing.
I would order both. I'd have a Big Mac and a Filet-O-Fish.
Here's something I'm doing when I'm cooking burgers at home.
I like
now.
Sauce. That's it.
I heard this, I tried it, and by God, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Ditching the hamburger buns for hamburgers. Forget it. Not that. What you use, English muffin. A crispy English muffin is what I go with.
Okay, you like that, do you?
Yeah, you got a nice grip on it. Mm-hmm. You get a bit more burger around the sides.
Yeah.
It doesn't cover as much area.
Okay.
But God damn, it's tasty. It's beyond a slider. It's bigger than a slider.
Yeah.
And you can get two of those and you feel really satisfied with eating those.
Hmm.
Just going to make that as a suggestion.
That's an interesting one. I would be willing to try it.
It's got a nice like tooth to it. It's got a nice bite to it.
I like a fresh hamburger bun. Like when we're going to have hamburgers at home, go buy buns for it. Do you know what I mean? Like you plan it out.
Do you butter
out.
The buns and then toast them?
Nope.
Or just a straight bun?
Straight bun.
Okay. So you go to like an A&W. What do you get? Or do you?
I do go there, and I get the teen burger.
Teen burger is the way to go.
Because it has the bacon, mm-hmm. so that's what makes it great. And
none of the other burgers make sense. The mama burger,
yeah.
it just looks like there's too much nothing on there.
Yeah, what are you getting?
The uncle burger, that's yeah. too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just going too far. I don't yeah. even know what the grandpa burger bullshit is.
Yeah, I don't even know
that's
what
like,
that is.
It's like two patties, it's mm-hmm. too much. Even though, like, a Big Mac's fine, but that's too much.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is Grandpa eating that much? That's a dad burger. That's not a grandpa
that's
burger.
Right, yeah.
Grandpa's eating less as he gets older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. You're right. The teen burger is the way to go.
The,
do you get the onion
stepdad
rings?
Stepdad burger,
do you get the
it doesn't
fries?
Feel like it's giving you anything.
Yeah. The stepdad burger is like, I'm not a real... Yeah, it's not even a real burger.
It's not
a
real
hot
burger.
Dog.
Yeah, right.
It goes like, I can't ever really be a burger yeah. to you, but I yeah. hope you'll accept me as what yeah. I am.
That's right. A wiener.
That's right. That's right. Mom and I are trying to make this work. Do you get the fries or do you get the onion rings?
Onion rings for sure.
Absolutely the onion rings.
Why would you get fries?
Right. Do you get the onion rings at the Burger King? No, go fuck yourself. You don't want that. They're terrible.
Is that right?
They got this sauce to try and cover up their nonsense.
Okay.
And the Burger King fries change every week. They're never happy with their fries.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Because they're not McDonald's fries.
No, McDonald's fries are fantastic.
The problem for
me... Every year or so, they reveal yeah. something that was in them that they shouldn't have put in them.
Oh, okay.
They go like, oh, by the way, we cooked this in beef tallow. Sorry, we didn't mention that, vegetarians. Mm. You know, and they reveal a little extra thing.
That's...
Sorry, there's a little bit of crack cocaine in there.
Well, that explains it.
Whatever.
I like them so much.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because I don't go out very often for fast food, I generally go to McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
and then I just get my Big Mac French fries and a Coke. That is my junk food meal.
Right. When I like a Big Mac French fries and a Coke is when I'm sick.
Mm, is that right?
There's something about it that just cures everything, like the sheer amount of salt, and it's just it's soft, so
yeah.
you're going to get through it. It's not a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Coke, of course, kills everything and is almost the antidote to the saltiness and the greasiness of the burger. It all balances out beautifully. But I have that, and I feel like I can beat the flu.
Interesting. And I also like to eat in the restaurant. I don't like to take out.
You do not like to have it in the car?
No, I do not. I especially don't like eating in the car.
Oh, I really like a hot fries in a bag in a car mm-hmm. on a winter's day.
Yeah. I think you connect that to something in your life
I just like a warm crotch.
Well, we all like a warm crotch.
Right. All right. Do you ever go to a Wendy's?
No, it's boring.
It's boring?
Yeah, they have the boring burgers.
Okay.
It's a common thing at work for one of the guys who's a major fan of Wendy's. He's one of those people, you say, how much is the such and such? Oh, that's $2.95. But if you get the so-and-so, that one's $4, which is a little, you know.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know? Like, what do you memorize the menu? Yes, is the answer. I asked him one day, we were talking about where a place was one time, and he goes, oh, that's just down from the Wendy's. And I just realized, well, that's how he...
If you're into a Wendy's,
you're
into a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Though they've done the thing that now it seems like all fast food restaurants are starting to do, which is getting that, at least in Canada,
mm-hmm.
which is you get that machine that you get at the movie theater, where it's now it's time to pour your own Coke
yeah.
Jack. Now, everyone seems to enjoy it. You get first of all, you get like angry because you're like, well, why am I? Why yeah. am I the cola sommelier? Sommelier? You're not a barista. You're a sommelier? What are you?
Sommelian.
Sommelian. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Sommelian from J.R.R. Tolkien. That's right. So you're pouring your own Coke.
Sommelierian?
And you're like, wait, I'm paying the same for the drink that I'm pouring myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that seems bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, but okay, so I'm pouring it myself, and you're like, I'm a little angry at this. And they're like, but wait, you can have any flavor you want.
Oh.
All these crazy mix-em-ups flavors.
Okay.
So like,
those
oh,
machines. Those
yeah, those machines.
Yeah.
Which then, of course, everyone's like slowing down and
spending
trying to figure it all out.
4 hours,
it's a big computer program.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, what's this about? And if you're holding something else at the same mm-hmm. time,
yeah.
it's a damn nightmare.
You've got four or five burgers in your hand.
But they got that at the Wendy's now, too. You got to do that. You got to go, okay, now here's your empty cup. Go fill her up and do all your business over here. It's like, no, just put all the things in there.
I think their plan is to eventually just get rid of all the people that serve you.
That's ideally, yes.
So that's what they want. They don't
much
want...
like the all the grocery stores and drug stores that like, you know, self-serve
yeah, I don't
your way
do,
out of there.
I don't use those things.
How do people not? Why don't people steal?
They do.
Oh, they must.
Yes. Well, people steal all the time. So.
I understand. Yeah. But like, what's that about?
That's why it's impossible to get razor blades at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, you know that, right,
it's
folks?
It's like gold.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like in a vault. It's harder to get in there than it was for James Bond to get into Fort Knox.
Right, and I do like there's one place I go to buy razor blades that you can actually get them in the aisle.
Shoppers Drug Mart.
Shoppers Drug Mart. Some Shoppers Drug Marts,
okay.
not all Shoppers Drug
okay.
Marts, because some of them you gotta like go behind the counter like they're pornography. You know,
well, they're pretty hot.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, if you don't trust me with your razor blades, I don't like our relationship here. I don't like what you're saying, but I have to go up and I've got to ask you for razor blades.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also, that means I got to go up and they got to go, which ones you want? And it's like, oh, I don't know. Because they're all the same. Fucking so close.
They're not.
But they're, no, but they are. But they're like Gillette. I want the Gillette orange ones. There's five fucking orange ones.
Oh, okay.
This one's turbo. And this one's Shlomo. And this one's no-go. And this one's Harpo. And it's silent.
Yeah. It's,
and it's just like, forget it. One. Forget it. I can't read over your shoulder that far back. Just, ugh. And then it's like, how much are they there? Like, I want 8 razor blades. $62. Go fuck yourself. How much? What happened with that?
Yes.
Did we lose a war?
It's time to return to the straight razor, just with a strop and just...
No, you just take the straight razor, go up to the clerk and go, give me all your razors. And then they go, all right, there you go. I don't want no trouble.
That sounds good, too.
And then, of course, you buy it, the $62 thing.
Yeah.
They give it the old scan. You walk out the door, beep, 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 because they never scan it enough to get rid of the alarm. So now you got to spend a couple of seconds as a thief. Fuck. Forget it.
I guess we sound like jerks to our audience because they're probably saying things like, what about Carl's Jr.?
Oh, let's
what
go
about
how, all right, let's go.
What about Fat Burger?
Let's go local first though. White Spot, what do you get?
Well, you know, I'm just gonna switch in and up because it used to be only the legendary.
Mm-hmm.
And just plain. I don't like lettuce or tomato on it because it never used to be served that way, and so I don't like to add
But
that.
You like a lettuce and tomato on a burger from Burger King.
Yes.
Ah, but
because that's how it came.
Ah.
And when I have it at home, I have lettuce and tomato on it.
Yeah, but
no, I do not.
No dice when you. Well, also, White Spot tomatoes are softer, are softer than grandma's skin. You know, they're just so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
They do feel. Sorry to make another reference to old folks. They feel like vegetables for the elderly.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, hey, you don't have any teeth. Yeah. Enjoy these.
Enjoy this tomato.
They just go down smooth.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a straw? True. You could probably suck it through a straw if you wanted to.
They must age them like in a little bin, just to the perfect consistency or whatever it is. Because consistency best describes their tomatoes. They're just not. They're almost water. Not quite there yet, but
White Spot. Here's the thing about White Spot. If you ate there as a kid, mm-hmm. you'll like it.
You love it.
Maybe you love it, but at least you'll like it.
You like it. Okay.
Okay. And then you go like, hey, person from out of town. You from Winnipeg, eh? Let's go to White Spot. Oh, all right. I'm gonna go to Burger Place. And they take a bite of the burger and go, well, this is garbage. And it's like, yeah, I know. It's no good if you haven't built up a tolerance over time. It's awful.
You think so, really?
Yeah. If you're from out of town, absolutely.
I guess it's a bit disappointing.
Absolutely. I remember seeing our friend of the show, David Fine, trying one for the first time. Not a pleasant experience.
I didn't know him well enough to that was the first time I ever met him, and we went to a White Spot. So
yeah.
His facial expressions were a mystery to me. I was like, I don't know, maybe this is how Toronto people eat. making weird faces.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't remember making... I remember them being them leaving, kind of giving it a eh. And it's thinking, well, you're not from here.
Right.
You have your whatever back in Toronto that... You know, you ate at as a kid.
Let's now change to, as you mentioned, Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
All right. If you haven't eaten at Carl's Jr. with your and you try a Carl's Jr. burger late in life, well, that's a nightmare.
Is that right? I've never had one.
It's just, really?
Oh, maybe I have, but down in the States, I think coming home on a trip, but this is a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a grease bomb. It's, is that right? It's intense, yeah. You get them, there is one downtown, but it's hidden. It's almost like a shame thing. Like it's just buried. It's just like.
That's right, I have eaten.
Yeah.
Because it's by where the convention center is. So
yeah,
I think I wandered over there when, during one of the fan expos.
And you ate it and you went like, oh, this is really, oh. But if you're drunk and it's 2 in the morning, it makes sense.
I didn't mind. Actually, I didn't mind it.
Okay.
I didn't mind it. But I don't mind a greasy thing, so I'm okay with that.
Okay, so that's Carl's Jr. Let's go Fat Burger. What do you think of Fat Burger?
Fat Burger's pretty good. I haven't eaten there in a long time, so I seem to remember it being okay, like pretty good.
Here's what throws
The King
me.
Burger was what I would get at Fat Burger. That's what they have right there, the King.
They got like the whatever the small and the large. They got like two different types.
Oh.
The fat. Well, they had the fat burger, and then they have the baby fat burger.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they had like a King burger.
And then they got like a tip situation where it's like you give a tip, and it's like, you know, and that's fine. But if you give like a tip of like a dollar or more or something, then it's a fat tip, and then everyone yells fat tip, and everyone gives it a little applause. I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't need. I'm already look. I'm in a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to be here.
Is that right?
I don't need a spotlight.
Yeah.
I don't need focus. I don't need people going, look at this guy. No, no. just let me eat my shameful burger.
Do you feel ashamed?
I'm gonna go to my booth and I'm gonna like eat it. And it's like, well, I don't want people yelling my name.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want that even if I'm at a French restaurant.
This
eating,
is the problem also with Wendy's now is, you know, you make your order and they go like, what's your name? And then they're going to put your name on the board.
Okay.
And then you see your order come up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to give people my real name. So I got to scramble.
Yeah.
And I got to say, more often than not, I'm you.
Oh, is that right?
I go with Dave? Dave. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go with Dave. Yeah.
Oh, that's a popular name. That's funny. Like, I don't feel ashamed about eating fast food. I like fast food. And I have no problem saying that I love a Big Mac. Let's say it's a guilty pleasure.
And there's
it's not guilty at all. I don't feel any guilt. Okay. Why would I feel guilt? Why would you feel guilt about?
Because a guilty pleasure is pleasurable.
But this pleasure is pleasurable. You don't need to add anything to make it more pleasurable.
Well, someone's not a Catholic then.
That's true. I'm not. Right. I just take my pleasure straight, sir. I don't need to add anything to it. Don't need anything to make it more pleasurable. I love a Big Mac. I liked it ever since I was a little kid.
Maybe try a Big Mac while getting a little spanking. See how that goes.
I remember one time I went with my aunt to McDonald's. My aunt was a single mother, raising two daughters, which at the time I didn't appreciate, but I'm just giving you some context. Because when we went to McDonald's with her...
Why did you... Okay.
Let me just say this.
Because it sounds like a sitcom from the 90s.
Because when I don't know. It was her... the local handyman Schneider, was he... Did
That's
he make
right.
it seem
that,
worse?
I was going. This is a one day...
So... She took us to McDonald's. We were coming back down from Savannah Harbor, where my grandma and grandpa had a trailer park. And we went to McDonald's, and she would not buy me a Big Mac. She would only buy me a hamburger, which I really was mad about. I didn't, like, throw a fit and, you know, tear the chair off of the four-chair unit in the McDonald's and throw it out the window. But I was just, like, you know, mad in my
Was she
in
buying
myself.
Just a straight cheeseburger?
Just a straight burger.
Like
hamburger.
A hamburger?
Hamburger, yeah.
Not even a cheeseburger?
Not even a cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But my parents always bought me a Big Mac, so I was like, what the bleep?
Communion wafers are larger than those things.
Bringing more Catholic guilt into this.
I am.
And so,
Bobby
yeah. Vomit. But see, the reason that she didn't was because she didn't have, you know, she wasn't, she was a single mom. So she's, you know.
Yeah, not made of money.
She's not made of money. Also, she's probably really cheap. But besides
but
that.
To be fair, though.
I'm not going to be fair.
No one needs to pay for McDonald's food.
What do you mean no one needs to pay for it? It should be free?
I'm not saying it should be free.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it is free.
How so?
Put a little fucking effort into it. There are coupons everywhere for
okay.
this goddamn thing.
I think there was less coupons in those days.
Really?
I think it was less coupon driven than it is
okay,
now.
Okay, because I remember back then, you know, you go out for Halloween, you get the McDonald's coupons. You know, get those
That's
things.
True. They're right there. But I just mean, like, I don't remember them coming in the mail.
I was constantly getting coupons for free fries and drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly.
Sure.
You know, and nowadays, if you just go to your mail and wait for, like, more than 2 days, you're going to get some McDonald's coupons. They're going to give you two for one. So just go with someone. Mm-hmm. There's a free burger.
Yeah.
Boom. Like, there's no reason to pay for a McDonald's meal. Like, McDonald's meals just happen by osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
If you just hang around, you're gonna get some McDonald's food. Don't worry about it.
I like to take the toque and dine. And just get it all for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing to do with that. But that's me. That's all I'm saying. And
that's
I don't
why
feel
they
guilty
call
about
him Toucan Dave.
I don't feel guilty. It's a pleasure.
Follow his nose.
Yeah, I don't remember what I remember about the old McDonald's was the fact that, you know, all the burgers sat in that little slidey thing that, you know, so they would just grab them right out. So when you ordered, you just got your burger and you left. You didn't
right, because
hang
it
around.
Was styrofoam and it would keep it forever.
Yeah, it was great. Nowadays,
now,
you can hang around like a
Five
bum.
Guys, let's throw that out there.
Five Guys is awesome.
Very, very good.
But you know what I prefer to Five Guys is Vera's Burger, which is another local chain.
Okay.
I don't think they exist outside of Vancouver or in its environs.
Yeah, Five Guys, there's a little bit too much. I get you got to wait around.
Mm.
The waiting around area isn't the best. Like, I know they got, like, the peanuts there and whatever. Mm-hmm. It just feels like a bus depot a little bit, you know?
Well, it depends where you go, I suppose.
Yeah. You got to really bring a buddy and have them claim the table, and then one of you has to go and wait. And
well, you don't have to. They yell out the numbers. You don't have to wait for your burger.
Yeah, you know what? They yell out the numbers, but everyone's talking, so I'm not good at, like, hearing that over the...
Is that right? That's interesting.
Beetle bomb.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Beetle bomb.
I'll pay an extra $2.
Okay.
Bring it to me. Give me a little number on my table and bring it to me. That's a nice thing about your White Spot, because White Spot is just a sit down restaurant.
Yeah.
But your Triple O's, which is your spinoff restaurant of White Spot, you order your food
and
you go to your table, they bring it to you.
That's
nice.
That's nice.
You don't have to hang around like a schmo. Yeah.
But what's weird about that though is that what's the difference between that and the White Spot?
There's a subtle difference, and I don't know what it is. Limited menu. They will not give you liver and onions, whereas White Spot will give you liver and onions.
It's off menu, but they will.
It is off menu, but they have it there for the elderly who are eating their very soft tomatoes.
And my dad.
And your dad.
Yeah, who's also elderly, I guess. But even when we were young kids, he would get liver and onions.
Because he had it when he was a kid.
Yes. That was his
idea.
You
like the food you had when you were a kid.
That's his idea of pleasure.
Yeah.
Big Mac. Bleh, give me liver and onions.
Yeah. Like, if you were a weird parent, you might, like, do a thing with your kid where you add an ingredient to a common meal just so they will remember it and will order that when they're adults. And you'll go, ha, messed with you. Like, put a little marshmallow on a hot dog or something. It's like, remember that? When we were kids and we had the marshmallow on the hot dog? And you'll order it as an adult. And everyone will be like, whoa, who's this weirdo?
Did that happen, really? Did you have a...
No.
Okay.
No, no one ever did that.
No. That would be terrible. It would ruin the hot dog. That's another thing I love, are hot dogs.
Would you have... Okay, your hot dogs, when you have them, boil them or grill them?
I like to fry them in a frying pan.
Okay. Did you put some oil in there?
No, just grill them. Or just whatever they call that thing. Fry them.
Yeah. And what do you put on your hot dog?
Mustard. Plenty of mustard. Plenty of mustard. What I like to tell people if they're putting mustard on for me is put on too much. Like, put on more than you think is good and then add some more. Then you're getting close to what I like. And then I like relish, mayonnaise, or Miracle Whip. And
whoa. Yeah. Whoa, what a twist.
And
wow.
Onions.
Okay, I like onions. All right.
You never had mayonnaise or Miracle Whip with your hot dog?
Nope. That sounds not good.
I never did either until I was in grade 6. And we had sports day.
Yeah.
And this girl asked for Miracle Whip or mayonnaise on her...
She asked for mayonnaise. They would not have had Miracle Whip.
At that time?
They wouldn't have had it available like in a cafeteria situation.
Yeah. This was like they're making them
home use.
This was like a sports day thing where they're handing out
hot
dogs.
But a guy, so he had had mayonnaise
on her hot dog.
Okay, wait, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So was it all hot dogs we were having?
What do you mean? Sorry, what?
Yeah, so it was a hot dog day at the...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it was just hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he had mayonnaise.
She had mayonnaise, yeah.
No. I know she ordered mayonnaise.
Oh, I see.
But that they had mayonnaise available.
Well, we had to order pre-order, so I guess they would have to, if someone ordered mayonnaise, they would have to have that available.
Okay, when they're putting the... Because mayonnaise is not something on a hot dog day that you normally have.
No, you're right.
Flying there.
You're right.
Weird. It's like someone wanting Thousand Island dressing on their hot dog.
But once I heard that...
technically would be fine, but it's but still feels wrong.
But once I heard that, I was like, oh man, that sounds interesting. I'm going to try that. It actually is a nice, it's a nice blend because it kind of blends with the mustard.
Wow.
French's mustard, only good mustard, by the way. Blends with that mustard and it makes a nice...
Take that, Dijon.
Yeah, Dijon. Go away. It's quite good. I recommend it. Just try it once. I could be, you'll say, Dave, you're wrong, or you'll say, well, that's pretty good, actually. But when I was a kid,
let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
If you have the choice of mayo or Miracle Whip, which one do you go with?
I like Miracle Whip myself.
Interesting.
My daughters prefer mayonnaise.
Right.
Partly because mayonnaise you can do more with outside of putting it as a condiment.
You can take it out on the town.
You can take it on the town. It sounds like my daughter's name, mayo. You can make... Like if you want to make like a Chipotle mayo kind of thing, it's better to have mayo than Miracle Whip. But, to be honest, I could care less. But when I was a kid, I used
just wrap up every one of our shows by saying that. And that's all the things we discussed. But to be honest, I could care less. Thanks. See you next week for more of that same shit that you don't care about.
Promotion.
That's right.
I was a kid, I also had ketchup on it.
Yeah, I don't care for that. But as a young man, that's the kind of thing you have.
As I got older, I didn't like the ketchup. So what do you put on your hot dog?
I do enjoy, traditionally, I'll go with a relish.
Okay.
So I do sometimes enjoy a dill relish, which is nice. And then a mustard. Yeah, your straight mustard, your French's mustard.
Yeah.
If I can get a grilled onion, that's good. I will go with a raw onion as well. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Ketchup, I cannot stand on a hot dog. Do not care for that.
Yeah, I like it on a hamburger, but not on a hot dog.
I sometimes will go for, if I can, I'll get a Chicago dog, which is you get your dill pickles, your tomatoes there, a little celery salt.
Sure.
Seems
like...
Heaven.
No, it seems
delicious.
Like, I guess if you like,
so good.
If you like those things, it's great, I suppose.
There might be some jalapeno peppers on there too, or something really intense.
But to be honest with you, basically all the food that I like to eat a lot is just a way for me to get more mustard. Like if I'm having a sandwich at work, it's basically just bread, meat, and mustard. That's what I have. I don't add anything else to it.
Are you a pretzel fan, a soft pretzel fan?
Because that seems Where do you get those?
That seems a mustard device. Well, sometimes there's a pretzel sand, but that is more of an Eastern thing. Especially
I've never seen
States.
Them here.
Have you ever had a soft pretzel?
I have.
And have you had mustard on said pretzel?
No, I think I had cheese on it.
Wrong. Boo. Well, what's your problem? Like, if you like mustard, that's the whole damn reason. Okay.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
But no, I missed out on that. I missed out on that, yeah. It's too bad. Yeah, but basically all the food I like is just like hamburgers, hot dogs, and sandwiches are just ways to get mustard. That's just an excuse for mustard. And I know people have said to me, why don't you just eat mustard out of the jar? Well, no, because mustard has to blend with something to make it really good. But, you know, you just want to have like a lot of mustard. Mm-hmm. At least I do. I like it.
Okay. This has been Dave's Cutting the Mustard, our new segment on the show.
It didn't cut the mustard.
It's no deck talk, but we're trying new things to try and get the promotion all going.
All the time.
All right. Now, here in Vancouver, we had some snow. It has stuck around.
Wait a second. Okay. I said what I liked at all these restaurants. You said nothing about what you liked.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned I like a Whopper.
You like a Whopper?
All right. Hit me with it and I'll do you a speed round.
Okay. Burger King?
Burger King, I do like. You know what I like? I like a Whopper Jr. It's the same thing as a Whopper, mm-hmm. but you don't feel logy afterwards.
Okay.
I do not have a tomato on it because that's terrible.
Okay.
Also, often they will microwave the burger, and if you microwave a tomato, go to hell. their French fries are so hit and miss. I will go with the onion rings, though I realize they're not good.
Yeah.
And they're the only onion rings that I will have with ketchup.
That's the thing I was thinking when you said that, is because when we used to go to the Burger King at Granville and Robson, the two-story Burger King there, we would always get onion rings. So I was confused when you said, do you get onion rings? Blech.
Yeah, it's just because their French fries are bad. By the way, the sirens that are going by, we can't identify them tonight because the windows are shut.
And the blinds,
are down. Yeah. Okay, give me another fast food restaurant. Let's go.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, traditionally, I will go with a Big Mac. Okay. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Though sometimes, if I'm just walking, I like a cheeseburger.
Nice.
Just a straight cheeseburger.
Yeah, I can see that. Cheeseburger, I mean, to
they
me,
do. They're kind of perfect.
Yeah, yeah. They're really
good. They know how to, and they've done an interesting thing with onions where they're onions, but they're just so light. They're just like, it's fine. Even if you don't like onions, you're cool with these onions.
Yeah. They haven't told you yet, but it's because they bathe them in the blood of children.
Very good. Now, one thing they're doing lately, by the way, is I think they're oversalting their fries.
Oh, they've gone the wrong way.
I think they're going the wrong way. And I think, listen, these fries are so delicious.
Yeah.
Knock it off. Just give it a little dusting.
Sure.
That's fine. Don't.
Sure. They want to sell more drinks. Sell more drinks. But and then they have free refills. I don't see their end game there.
Right. And yet the cost of the drinks, aside from in the summertime where they're all a dollar, are different prices. And that is something that always bothers me. When you have free refills but different prices for different sizes. Okay, hit me
with
different.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Hit me with different fast food.
Wendy's.
Wendy's, I will like the just the single.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like the bun. A square burger, for some reason, the novelty still is delightful to me. And it's got a good bite to it. The tomato is good. The onion, again, is a good solid onion. I'm all for it. Okay, hit me with another one.
To say this about Wendy's before we head on to
sure.
My problem with Wendy's and why I don't like them very much is because they don't have like a good distinctive sauce. There's nothing about them, like, you know, there's a Whopper there's kind of a sauce they put on the Whopper.
Yeah.
You know, the Big Mac has its special secret sauce. White Spot has its special O sauce, you know, like, but Wendy's has nothing. It just gives you this kind of dry burger. It doesn't even feel like they have any ketchup or mustard on it. It's just like boring.
You could always order more if you wanted, but yes, I hear you.
More burger?
More sauce. I guess you would say extra mustard.
Extra mustard.
I think that's the key.
So tell them, this doesn't cut the mustard, by the way.
It's interesting that you like the Big Mac so much when it has no mustard on it.
But it has that
You could be having a quarter pounder special, which has mustard, which is your favorite.
Yeah.
Odd.
It is odd, but I love that special.
Living a lie.
And the thing is that I eat there very rarely, and so when I do, I want to have what I like a lot. People are like, you should try the such and such. So I'm like, if I don't like it, I wasted an entire opportunity to get a Big Mac. So no, just stick with the Big Mac. Stick with what you know. That's the secret to the success in life. Never go out of the rut. White Spot.
White Spot, I go with the legendary burger.
Very good.
Keep it simple.
Smart. Do you have anything
on it? It flashes me back to college because they served White Spot food in the cafeteria, even though it was not a White Spot.
But White Spot had the catering deal. Do you have anything on it?
Just keep it simple. Get that dill pickle off the top of the bun fast.
Yeah.
Because it's going to blister the bun and soak through and deal with that.
I feel like we've covered the major local restaurants.
Yeah, I think we've covered them to death. We're done. I do like a Five Guys. They do a nice job.
Oh, they're very good. Very good.
When I go to Vera's, as you say, my problem with that is I like the Philly cheese steak more than I like the burger.
Mm.
But when I get the burger, I usually get the sliders because I also enjoy the sliders. Oh,
okay.
There.
Okay.
So I very seldom get the traditional burger. And I will tell you the reason I don't get the traditional burger is because you've got to name all the toppings you want.
Yeah.
And that's just too much business for me. I don't like having that long a conversation.
Okay.
With, you can go like the works.
Yeah.
But there's too many things in the works. It's just
that's how I like it. I don't want to talk to the person at the counter that much. Yeah, I like a busy hamburger from those kind of places, so I'm fine with that. Okay,
well, you're getting value because you're getting the most stuff.
Yeah,
what I used to like was a 7-Eleven burger.
Very odd.
It was a very odd burger. They would heat it up in the thing, but then you'd have all the toppings there, which doesn't seem sanitary at fucking all. But yeah, you load up with your dill pickles and what have you. Yeah, very nice. Maybe too much mayonnaise.
Maybe. I was going to say something about Five Guys. Oh, well, what I like about Five Guys is they are on their, with their jalapenos, they're fresh. They're not pickled. They cut them fresh, and so they're quite hot. So I like a bit of spice sometimes.
Yeah. They used to be Six Guys, but the Six Guy turned out to be a murderer.
That's, yes, Five Guys. Oh, I forget it. I can't even think of it. I was trying to think of a joke, but forget it.
All right.
It's okay. All right, let's move on to something more interesting.
It's been cold out. As
Man, has it been cold?
And
cold for us.
It's been cold for
the rest
us.
Of Canada, if they knew the temperature here, would scoff at us.
But you know
as
what?
Babies.
Here's the problem. The rest of Canada, when it gets icy out,
yeah.
They have they salt the roads.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of it. They know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're prepared for it. We're like someone who's getting a disease for the first time, and our bodies can't adjust.
Yes.
So we've basically had like these icy freaking roads, mm-hmm. especially those of us that live not on the main street.
Yes.
It's just been crazy ice. You can't walk down the street. You're sliding. The elderly are still moving. They've been moving frictionless for weeks.
Sort of sliding somewhere.
They're just sliding.
Yeah. Down a hill, slowly down.
That's
a hill.
How it's going.
Yeah.
Now, as we came
They don't
in,
even live at the bottom of the hill. They just ended up somehow turning onto this hill and right. it's continued down
Ponds
it since then.
Ponds that haven't been frozen over in 20 years.
That's great.
Have been freezing over 18 years, technically, I know. But they've frozen over.
Yeah.
But as you came in today, you were telling me, you started to tell me a story
about
work.
Yes.
And I went, Dave. Shut up.
You did say that.
Hold it for the... I shut you down like Donald Trump shutting down a CNN reporter.
Yeah?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Don't be rude. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Quiet.
Don't be rude. Shut up.
Be quiet. Don't be rude. Shut up. It's bad to be rude. Shut up. Politeness is important. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, what happened at work? I mean...
Tell it on the air, I said.
Because we're used to snow that comes and goes
right.
within a couple of days... Because
now you work in a place that makes monkey bars. Am I getting that right?
I think you're wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Very, but close.
I know. Okay,
that's
what,
odd
what
that
it
you
again?
Would think that.
All right, what do you make?
We make beds for monkeys. So we've been having a lot of problems with too many. So the thing is like as you know here because of the way our weather works, it's like this. When it's clear, when the sky's clear and the sun is out, it's cold. So it gets cold.
Yeah.
The clouds roll in. They snow on us. The clouds are now here, so the temperature goes up because there's a cloud cover, and then the snow, then it rains, and the snow goes away within a couple of days. First, you're like, yay, snow, and then you're like, ugh, slush, ugh, what a mess. That's generally how it goes. This winter has been different. This winter was snowed.
Yeah.
Everyone went, whew, I guess it's all going to go away. How about more snow? Oh, well, this is looking serious. Maybe we should do something about this, and then some more snow. So at work, we missed the, we're going to do something about this step. So we did not, I'm saying we, there's a person involved in these decisions who kind of dropped the ball, did not plow. And so if you don't plow and then it melts and then it freezes and then it melts and freezes, melts and freezes, melts and freezes, you cannot plow it because it's a 2-inch thick coating of ice.
To be fair, this person's decision not to plow.
Yes.
If it was any time in the last 10 years.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Good choice.
Perfectly understandable.
No need.
No need, he would have said. Yeah.
But. It's been a crazy year.
It's been a long, long cold winter. We've had snow on the ground.
The unexpected occurs.
Yes. We've had snow on the ground since December the 9th here in Lower Mainland, which is unusual for us.
Very.
And very unusual to have it all the way into Vancouver as well. You can get snow out where I live, outside the urban heat bubble. That can snow. And you can be like driving in snow. And you reach this point, it's like you've gone through a magical wall.
Yeah.
When suddenly the snow turns to rain.
If you're familiar with Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. you're where those zombies live.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it.
You are the Night King.
I am. I'm the Night King.
Yeah.
The Nice King?
Sure.
Okay. So we have now at work We don't have snow anymore. We just have like this treacherous, it's like a topographical map of, I don't know what it is, because like the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like another planet. It's like an ice planet. I'm like, we're on Hoth.
Yeah.
It's just like this bumpy, rutted, like because trucks have driven through it and made ruts, but then those ruts are frozen.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to drive the forklift through it. And it's like, well, you just can't carry anything because everything's bouncing, so everything falls off the forks. And then the forklifts are getting stuck now. Like, we have two that are basically, I think I talked about this last week. I drove one intentionally into the snow just for the hell of it to see if what would happen. The predictable happened. I got stuck because these wheels have all the tread on them of Telly Savalas' head. Like, there's just nothing there. That's an old reference, yeah. Everyone. I hope you like that one.
All right.
Then...
Who would be the modern bald reference?
The guy from Ant-Man. Michael, what's his name? I don't know that actor's
name. Michael Douglas?
Not Michael Douglas. No, the other guy.
Oh, that guy?
Wouldn't he be the
wow. Who knows his name? No
I
one.
I don't know. Well, who else?
How about Bruce Willis?
But he just shaves his head. He's not bald.
Does he?
But he's got like he's got that, you know, well, maybe Telly Savalas did too. I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Just that guy. Because he's been in two movies I saw recently, Ant-Man and that other one. Cafe Society.
He was also in House of Cards.
He's also in House of Cards and Cafe Society. Three movies.
He's in many things.
He's in lots of things. He's today's
Sometimes
modern.
He has a wig.
What's Telly Savalas such a big deal in his day? He was on one TV show.
Right.
And in the best James Bond movie.
And of course, he was in that Twilight Zone episode with the doll.
The doll.
Yeah, the creepy doll.
The creepy doll that was on the plane, the wing of the plane?
Yeah, that's it. That's how it was. Yeah.
Who loves you, baby?
You're thinking of another bald guy.
Thinking of a bald guy. He didn't want to admit it.
Speaking of bald things, those tires.
Yes. So today, everyone's got stuck. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. Me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gotten stuck the most, I just want to put everyone. But really, I only got stuck once, like, as not part of my plan. The first time was just like, I knew something bad was going to happen. I was pretty much,
all
right. I'm either going to make it, and that'll be fantastic. Or I'll get stuck, and that will be equally fantastic.
All right.
Enough to get me out of this situation. So today, I don't even know what he was thinking about. It's the guy who's worked there like 13 years. He's been there a long time. He knows these forklifts. He's been
like
on them
the
before.
Back of his hand.
I would think so.
Oh, wait a second. Where's that mole? I should get that checked out.
You should get that checked out. And so I come driving down in the actual like driving around in the snow forklift. I come driving down the ramp because we had a truck come today that was bringing our steel. So it's just a big flat deck truck. We have to go around either side of it and take all these big, what do you call them? Like big kind of flats of these packaged, wrap packaged of all this big long steel.
Sounds dangerous in this weather.
It is dangerous.
Sounds like a
It's not really that dangerous. I mean, you know, low and slow. There's your rule right there from Cars. So I come down the ramp in this, let's call it the 4x4 forklift.
Okay.
And he's...
How about a 4x4 forklift?
He's driving...
Just
call it a forklift?
4x forklift.
Okay, 4x forklift. I come driving down the ramp. I look over, and he is in one of these, the baldies, going like he's 2/3 of the way across the yard. And I'm like, he's not going to make it. And then as soon as I thought that, he stops, and then he's having difficulty. So I come driving over, and I kind of drive by him, because I knew what he wanted to do, and I thought, well, I'll just go get these racks myself. So I start going by him, and he's like, oh, no. Turn around and give me a push. So I'm like, oh, so then I've got to do like this big wide turn because you don't want to do a sharp turn in the snow. Otherwise, you get stuck. So I come turn around, back up, go backwards and kind of butt into the back of his thing. Well, the problem is he's stuck in ruts, like the deep ruts. There's just no way that I can have enough force.
Most of us are stuck in ruts in different ways. Oh, but
for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Me, adventurer of the world. How many days in a row have I had a sandwich at work? You don't want to know, everyone.
I know.
Every day.
Well, you got to have the mustard somehow.
Mm-hmm. So then I come back, you know, bump into the back of his bed. Just no good. So then we're going to get a chain, and I'm going to pull him out of this. So then I'm, like, trying to drive around. Well, he's in the worst part of the lot, too, because it's, like, the most truck-rutted area. So then I get stuck. I get plunked between these two tire tracks, and I'm just stuck in this little canyon. And I'm trying to get out of there, and he's stuck. And so everyone comes out, and then it's a lot of what do we call it?
Mockery?
Yes, that's a
pointing
good word.
Pointing of fingers?
Pointing of fingers. More,
tutting of tuts?
More mockery. More kind of, oh, Dave. But you look around, you're like,
plucking
well, what else do you expect to happen? So then we get the one I was driving. We get it going, get it out of the snow. The other one, it's just impossible. Like, we're trying to make it go, and all it's doing is going sideways into these ruts. So it's not helping it at all. So then... So then our boss, or not our boss, but the warehouse manager, he comes around in his truck. So we're like, oh, he's like, did someone call a man? Which, you know, is like the last thing you want to hear.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we're looking for him. So then he drives around. We put the chain on to his truck and then onto the back of the forklift. Fortunately, then it was just a case of not going anywhere trying to pull this forklift. It's just ice. There's just no way. Yeah. There's no bite. Nothing.
Yeah.
So I said,
no one's throwing like sand down or anything, right?
To get well, no, we didn't have any sand to do this with. So it would have been nice to have some kitty litter or sand or something. That would have been really helpful. But we don't. So then I was like, go that way, because there's, like, if you go deeper into the yard, it's less rutted and there's more grip. So I'm like trying to, so then he turns around and he starts going that way. And we were able to kind of push and pull and get it all going, get it going forward. And we finally got it out of there, but it took forever. And it was just, it wasn't even necessary. Like, why? What are you thinking? What were you thinking? Veteran? 13-year-in veteran?
For our streets, we've had to just go out there with a shovel, like a shovel that you can sacrifice.
Yes.
And just hit the sidewalk as hard as you can to shatter the ice.
Yeah.
And then get underneath and just like chuck the ice away. We had a neighbor yesterday. They were passing by. And he finally looked like he was going to shovel his sidewalk because it's been a nightmare.
Okay.
And he's out there with a shovel and he like hits it to the ground. Like, ah, he's finally doing it. That's great. Yeah. We can do some talking to him.
Yeah.
So we're walking by and we're like, hey, it's pretty rough, huh? It's like, yeah, it's just too hard to do. And he just like takes the shovel, gets into his car, drives away. Like, what? No. What was that about? Keep it going. We had to do it.
Big baby.
We got to do it.
Yeah.
It's the social contract, man.
We were.
You don't want the news to come like they do and shame you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yell at you. But they only do it to rich people.
That's fine,
then. They seem confused.
That's good.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You know you got to do this, right? Oh, yeah. It's very difficult, though. Yeah, you got to do it, though. Yeah, okay.
Not going to do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, news.
Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah. It's pretty, I don't know. Hopefully the rest of Canada is having a good old time laughing at us. Because, you know, you might as well. And they are really jealous of us.
Yeah, they are. They're so jealous of us. That's what they say. Yeah, here's something someone I know posted. Well, it was Dylan Reimer. He was going like, you know, I don't pay the highest rents in Canada to have weather like the rest of Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't do this. Yeah. That's the deal, man.
Yeah. You know,
and the one thing that I'm so grateful for now is whenever I find friction and traction, it's like, oh man, it's great. You see a nice stretch of sidewalk where you can actually walk.
Yeah.
Oh, feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just go out and like, whoosh, especially when you're just like crossing a street and like the road is just ice. Like it's just so ice. And then you see the car is coming and you're like, well, he's not going to be able to stop.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to stop. This is terrible. This is awful. It's a terrible situation.
Yeah.
So you walk like blocks out of your way to find a way to get, it's just been, crap. Well, this has been Canadians Talk About the Weather.
All I have to say is welcome to Canada.
Yeah.
Finally.
If America doesn't explode, I may move to Hawaii. It just seems nice. They always got roads you can cross. Like, I understand there's going to be a big wave at some point. It's going to wash it all away. But up until that point, it'll be fine. And then, you know, maybe we'll live under the sea. Who knows?
I'm just afraid of healthcare in the States.
I know. Especially now. They just went, we're going to take it away. What? How do you just take it away? We had a meeting. We're going to take it away. What?
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of backwards. Seems a little backwards.
Yeah. What's wrong with healthcare? Don't you guys want to be like healthy and stuff?
Only if you're old can you have the government.
Or if you work for the government.
No, but Medicare.
For now.
Which is available to senior citizens.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Is single user.
Yeah, they're coming for Medicaid. And,
or single payer or whatever it is.
So we'll see what happens with them as well. Oh man.
What are you talking about?
I'm making
a lot of noises.
I'm making a lot of noises just because like I'm just so I want to hug all my American friends. Mm-hmm. Just like just take them tight and just go. Ugh. My wife Pia is she's right now trying to plan to go to the protest on the I think it's like the 21st.
Okay.
In Washington and trying to make plans for that, and I'm worried for her with that and whatever. I have no idea. It's weird. Everyone's just like what?
It's strange.
Just what everyone like. There's no one who's going like I know what's going to happen. Clear as here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No one. Everyone's just like looking around going, huh? What? Are we what? What's the plan?
It's not
no
quite,
one.
It's not quite the same, but do you feel like this is this?
The dawning of the age of Aquarius?
This generation. No, that's past. This generation.
No, it isn't.
Dawning is past. This is the age of Aquarius.
When does the Age of Aquarius start?
You know, like 20 years ago or whatever it was, 30 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to look that up. Okay, go ahead.
That's what this song's about, right? This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
I know, but it was way before. I don't think we're in the Age of Aquarius yet.
Okay, it's not coming yet. Sorry.
All right, but go ahead.
I don't even like Aquarius. I don't even know what it is, to be honest.
Strong words.
I was going to say, what?
Once again. You just lost a 12th of our audience.
I could care less. That's right. I love Aquarians. Damn it. So bad at self-promotion.
Yeah, you are like taking out our audience at the knees.
I love Aquarius and Promotitarians. What I was going to say was, it feels... Do you think it's like our generation? It's not quite the same, but this generation's Kennedy assassination. It's like people are having such a hard time with this. And so much like... And we're so obsessed about it.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about it. And there's all these like rumors. And like we need like a Warren report. Like we need a commission to figure out what's happened.
Right.
You know, because everyone is just like, you know, there's all kinds of like conspiracy theories. And the Russians did it. Instead of the Cubans. And now we got the Russians doing it. And we've got, it's just like, everyone's just going,
well, you know, this
so obsessed about it. It's interesting.
Why I'm giggling
yeah.
is like, you know. One of the theories of the Kennedy assassination was the CIA did it because he was. And I was like, okay. And now we got like Trump, who's like openly dissing the CIA. Mm. And it's like, whoa, buddy. Like, maybe they did and maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, where you're saying like these are the guys that thought there was weapons of mass destruction. Look at these schmucks. And like, okay. First of all, I think it's different guys. I think it rotates. But you know, everyone doesn't have that kind of job security that they stuck around. But it's like, yeah, so you're openly dissing the CIA. Like, even as someone who doesn't live in your country, I know you don't fuck with the CIA. Mm. Like, first of all, these are the guys who are protecting you. Mm. Like, these are people who are risking their lives for you. Like, even if it was just that, it's like, I wouldn't make fun of the fire department. Mm. Just go, look at these losers, bunch of schmucks. Because I think my house might catch on fire one day. But, like, if the fire department were kind of known for maybe occasionally setting their own fire and people disappear who, you know, I don't want to, again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but don't pull that thread, Jack. Mm. Oh, my God. Okay, but to your thing, is it like the Kennedy assassination? I think it is something where it feels like the system that you put your trust in has fallen apart,
yeah.
and there's no adult in the room to go, can someone answer the question of what's going on?
Yeah.
And there you had, I think, Walter Cronkite, you know, at least in the news, and people would turn to Walter Cronkite and go like, ah, the news will report.
Was he around then? Was he like a big news guy when the...
Well, the Kennedy assassination?
63? Yeah.
He's the famous, you know, taking off the glasses, you know, Kennedy has been assassinated. Mm. You know, that's...
Okay.
If you're remembering getting the news, you remember it was Cronkite that gave you the news.
Yeah.
But he was trusted.
I wasn't born yet.
He was the most trusted man in news.
Okay.
Now, who's the most trusted person in news? No one, really.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you know, when you're watching the news, and I was watching the news this morning, and what they do is they'll present something, and then let's talk to 8 different fucking people, and the more people that you have on the screen, the dumber everything gets.
Yeah.
Half of them are on one side, half of them are the other.
Yeah.
They're all just trying to get their sound bites in. It's like, everyone shut the fuck up, and just like, did someone do any research on this? Well, who looked into it?
Yeah.
Well, what's your proof? Well, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I think with the Warren report, what happened with the Warren report? It was nothing. It was just this guy. Was it? Well, is there someone to police the Warren report? Nope.
But that's the thing, that people became so obsessed. I mean, look at someone like Mort Saul, whose career fell apart because he became obsessed with this thing and just lost a sense of humor to it. Same thing happened to Paul Krasner, who edited The Realist, you know, the satirical newspaper, just lost a sense of humor and just couldn't. You know, it's just interesting to me, like people just are kind of, it's become such a thing that just everyone's just talking about it and obsessing
here's
thinking about it and writing about it.
Here's the most disturbing thing to me about Donald Trump. I know we've talked about Trump, but here is like the most disturbing thing about Donald Trump.
Okay.
And you get this when you look at his tweets.
Okay.
You get this when you saw the press conference. You just get this, which is the guy does not have a fucking sense of humor.
No.
At all.
No, he does not.
And I think, and Obama had a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Even Bush had a sense of humor. Like, he would laugh at some shit. They all, sense of humor.
Yeah.
If you don't have a sense of humor, it means you can't alter your perspective enough to see a second side to something.
Oh, you're right.
It's just a sign of, I don't say it's a sign of intelligence, says the guy who's a comedian. But like, to me, it's a sign of intelligence.
Sign of great intelligence.
Right. It's being able to
probably
deviate.
The greatest intelligence, everyone.
Right. It's able to shift lanes a little bit and not keep going down this one straight lane like you're driving a forklift into the snow. But
I can take a hint.
That's what really seems dangerous to me is a guy with no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's troubling because it means you're one, a dumb guy.
Yeah.
And two, you can't be shaken off your path.
Yeah. Well, every generation, like I said, every empire gets its Caligula.
I'm just wondering when he's had a sense of humor.
I'm just wondering when he's going to, you know, install his horse in the Senate, Trump. So
there's a okay. I wish I had a list of all the people. Listen, I don't want to make fun of anyone's faces. That's where the joke would be.
You're going
the
Kellyanne,
long face. I'm
Kellyanne
go the
Conway?
No, I'm not going to do that. No,
okay.
Not her.
Okay.
No, she's, look, people that make fun of her for her looks.
Mm.
No, just make fun
of her. I wouldn't make fun of her looks, but what struck me as so odd was during the campaign, she was under so much pressure, she was actually getting a nervous tick in her face, on one side of her face. Her whole face would squinch in some weird way.
Oh yeah,
she seems better now. But I haven't really. To be honest with you, I'm not really following
again,
it too closely.
I don't want to get into a look situation.
Let's get into a look situation.
You know, with that, her thing
just
is
just one look.
Her thing is just that she's got no center. Well, the center is anything that he says is right, and she's got to just spin these plates so madly that there's nothing.
It's not new.
Yeah. So that, you know, when you actually have him going, I've never made fun of a handicapped guy, and you got video tape of him making fun of a handicapped guy, and she's going, he's not making fun of the handicapped guy, well, fuck you. Because we, you know, if we can't even look at the, I mean, that used to be the thing about 60 Minutes was, that I loved, was, you know, they go to the gas station, and the guy would be getting his car fixed, and the crooked guy would, like, cut a tube, and they'd go, you cut the tube, and the guy would be, no, I didn't cut no tube, it was already cut. Well, we have the videotape here. Let's run it for you. And I'd love them watching the videotape, and he's just like, yeah, cut the tube. And you have to say, cut the tube, because you're cutting the tube.
Yeah.
But nowadays, he would just be like, that's not me. He's doing the full Shaggy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't me. And it's just like, what? You can't. We're seeing you do it. No, that's not the case. And then she's going, no, he's clearly not doing it. Like, what are we doing? Even when it's there, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in this fucking world, and yeah, she's got nothing. Like, she is just such a person who just comes out to lie.
Yeah.
Well, why are you fucking interviewing her? And why aren't you calling her on
it? But, you know, it's... Let's go.
And
let's
and
go
by
back.
The way, all the, could I just say this real
sure.
quick?
Sure. Go, please. Go ahead.
When I watched his press conference, his lawyer's a woman. She's a woman. Ivanka's a woman. He surrounds himself by women.
Yeah.
So that when they lay the shit out there, you can only go at them so hard before people feel guilty. And it's like, hey, easy, buddy. Leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, if it was a dude who was saying all this stuff that Kellyanne was saying, they'd be going full at it. But because she can do that, what? You know, she can play that card too. Fuck it. It's just like, so it's same with the lawyer and same with Ivanka. You know, Ivanka's doing all this corrupt shit. And if it was one of his sons, you'd be going at him full bore. But, you know, because it's her, it's like, come on, man. Leave her alone. Come on. What are you doing? And you're like, fuck, he totally knows that. Oh, it's just so good. Damn it. It's the appearance of like, well, the guy hires a lot of women. And it's like, yeah, and uses them in a really sexist fucking way so that he defends. Oh, it's just okay, continue.
This generation's Kennedy assassination. That's all I'm going to say.
And just what happened after that? Was that just like, you know, you had Camelot, you had, you know, kind of the you know, you had this really beautiful kind of family, you know, and there was problems, there was affairs, sure. There was troubles, there was whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened after the assassination? What happened to the country after then?
I think it, well, to say it prospered, I think would be wrong, because the Vietnam War continued, the slow sinking into that particular swamp. But I don't think the presidency passed to Lyndon Johnson, who I think was a good president in terms of a good politician.
Mm-hmm.
It was through his efforts that the Civil Rights Amendment passed.
Do you think that would have happened anyway?
No.
Time-wise?
No.
That we weren't just coming to that no matter what?
No. Okay. You needed someone who could sacrifice political, you know, politically sacrifice to get that done.
All right. Okay.
You know, and so, you know, yes, it was right. It was the right thing to do. And people could acknowledge that. It was not ready. the South was not ready for the equal or the Civil Rights Act. Mm-hmm. It was forced through, and when the Democrats pushed it through, they lost their base in the South.
Right.
And that was their traditional base.
And most civil rights things don't happen when everyone's ready.
No. I'm not saying it was wrong
and
for them
to
do
day,
it. I'm just saying
that's still the case.
Yeah. I'm just saying it, when you say was it inevitable, in a way it's inevitable, but also even inevitable things need people to make them
true. Evitable. Yep.
You know, so after Johnson, and you know, then we got Nixon. But that was more the poison of the Vietnam War, because Nixon's, when he came in, his promise was to end the war.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that it dragged on for another 6 years or whatever after he was elected was, you know, obviously he wasn't telling the truth when he said he was going to end it, but that was his, what he ran on.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and kind of like Bernie Sanders, the people who were fans of the Democratic candidates, and oh man, I wish I could remember who it was now, Hubert Humphreys, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Americans, because I'm a Canadian and I don't, or I've lived in Canada my whole life, so I'm not really up on everything
I'm talking about here. He is half American.
I am half American.
Half American.
And that half.
Half American.
And that half does not remember what the name of the guy running it. But I think it was Humphreys.
You remember one name? Yeah, you only remember half of the name.
I think it was Humphreys. Hubert Humphreys. But I think it was Humphreys. But anyway, okay. You know,
do
it was running.
Did you say Barry Humphreys, the guy who's also Dame Edna? Is that who
you say? Did you say Barry Humphreys?
Isn't that right?
Who's Dame Edna?
Yeah.
Also wrote Barry McKenzie.
There we are.
Which, well, I saw someone talking about online, on Facebook.
Okay, we've had our tangent. That's good.
So, which ran in Private Eye, the satirical British magazine. Anyway, so then, you know, he was a really good candidate, but because of all the hijinks from the, you know, hippies and stuff like that, smashing things and making a big fuss, you know, middle-class voters are like, well, I'm not voting for someone who has this kind of support. So, you know, a lot of the sympathy or the votes turned towards Nixon. You know, so you have to be careful who you, you know, mm-hmm. like, it's fun to smash things, but not everyone's impressed by it. So you have to be careful when you're smashing things, that you're not just smashing your chances of succeeding.
Yeah. And when you're elected too, and you go like, I'm going to smash everything. Also be
That's
careful.
Also not a, yeah, you have to be careful as well.
That's
yeah.
right.
Because you can't just, yeah, things don't really react well to smashing. It's kind of not the, if you want to make changes in this world, smashing them does not really make changes.
I think the difference between now and then, though, is there's always been the illusion of competence, even when you've got someone like Bush, where it looked like he's in over his head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was at least the illusion.
Do you feel that way about it? I felt like
about what about George
I
Bush?
I felt like the Bush era.
Yeah,
the Bush Jr. era.
I'm talking when he got elected. He seemed like,
okay.
He seemed like kind of a just a real basic guy.
I don't know. It felt like at that time, even the story was that he was basically just a stooge to the vice president.
Was it, you know? Was that from the very beginning? Or
I feel
that
like that.
Apparent?
Yeah, I think that was pretty
like
early
I think the story was he's daddy's boy.
Mm.
You know, he couldn't like what didn't he run like a baseball team into the ground, and like all the stuff he'd done up until that point was kind of failure. And he was president. And he was the regular guy. He was the regular guy who you want to have a beer with, which is mean because he was an alcoholic. So don't want to have a beer with the alcoholic. That's a mean thing.
He was a regular kind of guy that I'd want to have cocaine with.
There you go. And the other guy, Al Gore, he's the stiff.
Yeah.
He's a bit more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like a change.
And also he was carrying a lot of baggage from the previous guy.
Sure. That's what I mean. Like people like a change. Mm-hmm. You know, every so often you want to shake things up and you want to have a change. But it looked like, you know, when
sometimes you want a president who doesn't have sex with interns in the White House.
Well, but
that's sometimes what you want. Every once in a while, you want to change.
Gore, as far as we know, didn't do any of that.
No, I'm just saying, but that kind of baggage.
That was the guy he was working for.
Yeah.
You can't blame him for that. You can't blame Smithers for what Mr. Burns does.
Well, you can if Smithers is helping him by putting together papers that allow him to do things that...
Do you think Gore did a cover-up on there with the...
Yes, he was part of that, for sure.
Okay. So Bush comes in, but even when it was like 9/11 and Bush is, you know, going with the megaphone and he's, you know, going, hey, calm down, we're all one country, don't blame the Muslims, you know, all this kind of stuff.
That was good. That was good.
It was like, hey, this guy looks presidential, you know, and even before that, it's like, okay, you know, I think things are going to be fine.
Yeah.
But this to me is the first time that you're like, oh, he just doesn't look like at all knows what he's doing. Like every time he opens his mouth, you're like, this might be the time that he says one thing.
Yeah.
One thing that you might go, Yeah, okay. Okay. Like, there's a story, I believe, that, you know, happened recently. There was a kid, and he was, you know, I don't know what it was, but it was one of these situations. And I don't want to, anyway, it's the poor kid, something sad. I forget what it is. Maybe he's sick. I don't know what it was.
Sure.
Something sad.
Okay.
And bless him, I hope, whatever it was.
He was swallowed by a whale.
He's fine. That's right. He was in a whale. Absolutely. And the activist said, we can't kill the whale to get him out. So he had to live in a whale all his life. He was the boy in the beluga. The famous story.
Yeah.
Played by John Travolta in the 70s.
Remember that.
So anyway, the kid is, there's something sad.
Yeah.
And Trump, you know, like, oh, okay, Trump did something. Here's what Trump did.
Yeah.
He let him use his private jet.
Oh, that's nice.
For a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but even that story is like, fuck off. Like, the story would be like, and he gave him some money and helped him out, but like, private jet? What's a little kid doesn't need a private jet for what? I don't care what it is.
It's pretty nice.
It's nice, but it's served. Like, also weird, and it's also like, yeah, bad for the environment. It's all, there's like so much stuff.
What is he supposed to do?
Okay, but it's,
I mean, he's probably
anything
he
else.
He was using the jet to go to something, right?
Something, yeah, that's right. But
you know what do you expect him to do? Go on a skateboard there?
First class,
yeah,
in a other plane. It's fine with a sports hero he likes and something else.
But that's
much
faster.
The story, even that story is like, you know, that kind of story.
Okay.
But like, every time he goes and like, now here we go.
Yeah.
This is going to be the time that he says something. Like, and when he first, you know, when he first won,
yeah,
he's like, I'm the president for all of you. Ah, here we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And the next day he says something stupid. Like, that was the last time he said something that was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just random fucking tweeting bullshit. You know, his holiday greeting is like, and to my enemies, who puts that in your fucking Christmas card? What, to my enemies?
Yeah.
Unless you're going, unless you're addressing ISIS directly, the people who disagree with you aren't your enemies.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't talking to them. Those are his mortal enemies. His enemies are just family and friends. He doesn't like them either. You don't quite understand his personality.
Lex Luthor, in his Christmas card, doesn't go, and to my enemies, I will smite you with kryptonite.
Yeah.
You know, every time, though. Mm. You know, so it's like the first time I think that America goes, oh, this guy ain't right. There's something, like, not right. And you're like, well, who is now the adult that we approach and go, I'd like to report that grandpa's not good. Who is that person? And I don't think America knows that. And that's where America's skidding around right now, like they're on ice, you know,
They're in a forklift on ice.
Yeah, it's like, what, there must
be. It's a bumpy ride, America.
And to be fair, there are checks and balances in the Constitution if someone is mentally incompetent. But like, what triggers that, and how do you do that? And people don't know.
Is he really mentally incompetent?
I think so, yeah. I seriously do think you don't make
take
these...
quite a bit of, you need some pretty
no
hard
I think
evidence.
Sincerely, I am like 95% sure that he is mentally incompetent. When you see him talking,
mm-hmm.
Look,
well, he's incoherent. That's true enough.
He's incoherent.
Yeah.
He's rambly.
Okay.
If he does things that honestly,
he could do a podcast.
If Grandpa was doing these things,
mm-hmm.
If Grandpa went to City Hall,
yep.
And was speaking in front of City Hall,
yep.
And just casually mentioned that he had a big dick, you would go,
yeah.
You know, maybe Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if Grandpa did the other things that he's done,
yeah.
Grandpa would be getting a little visit to the doctor, and Grandpa might be going into a home. What's that?
It wasn't, I mean, it's, okay, I'm not defending what he said, but I'm going to say it was not unprovoked. It wasn't like he just said it out of the blue. Someone implied that because he had...
Weeks earlier.
He had small hands, thus small gloves. We all know what it means.
Right.
He...
started a debate, presidential debate,
yeah.
Going,
I'm fine. It's all good down there. Been no complaints.
Right.
No complaints at all.
You
know why he said that? Because he has no sense of humor. That's the thing.
Right.
For him, there's no, you can't just, you know, joke it off.
Right.
You just have to face it head on and let everyone know it's all work in order.
If
the box of tackle.
If you said something and then halfway through, you agreed with yourself,
okay,
and then you wrapped it all up by going, "Thanks, Dave," to yourself.
Are you saying that to yourself?
Both,
or am I saying it loud?
Both.
When you're tweeting, you're not tweeting to yourself.
If you wrote a tweet,
yeah,
from your account,
yes,
and went, built a deck today, really excellent job,
yeah,
people love it. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah,
to yourself.
That's weird, but I don't think that's a sign of insanity.
I'm not saying insanity.
Okay.
I'm, you know, insanity is like a full, that's too bad. Like you go like crazy.
Yeah.
Is too far.
Okay.
But mentally unfit.
No, it's.
Would you let him look that, after your
that's
kids?
That's his
would
rhetoric.
Would you let him babysit?
No, of course not. He's of a course horrible you person.
Well, then you shouldn't run a country where there's kids
well,
in it.
Well, we can all agree on that. But the problem is that just because you're a horrible person doesn't mean that you're mentally incompetent.
All right. If you read his last 10 tweets in a row.
Okay.
And went, hey, Dave.
I don't read his tweets, but okay.
But if you did,
okay.
I'm going to say, if you read his last 10 tweets in a row, just random 10 tweets,
yeah.
Last 10 things,
okay.
Knowing that he's going to be president soon.
Okay.
Okay. Last 10 tweets and went like, we're going to hire this guy to be, let's say, the head of the company you're working for right now. This is the guy we're thinking of making the boss.
Oh, boy.
Read these 10 tweets that he wrote. You would not ever fucking hire him for that job. You would go, no, this work is too important.
Okay.
Our work at the garage door factory,
yeah.
We can't afford this kind of bullshit. And so to have this guy, because it's just so unstable, the things he says and does, you would not trust him for that. And he doesn't have the temperament, you know, and oh my God. And so that he's going to be put in charge of shit. Oh, it's funny. But people are going to die. Like, people are fucking going to die. Just today, with the taking the health care away,
oh, yeah.
People are going to die. Thousands of people are going to die.
But
and so you're like, you're joking of like, you know, because that's how you deal with things as a human person.
Yeah.
Because things are so scary that you go, okay, I'm going to shift to comedy and I'll find a way of laughing at this. But it's just like, no, they just did something fucking so evil and dark, you know, to make a political point. They were literally sacrificing people. What do you do with that?
Yeah.
What do you do? You know,
but it's,
you scream or you joke or what do you do?
The thing is they couldn't have done it if the electors hadn't given them a majority in the House and in the Senate. So who, you know, like who's the unbalanced mind here?
Well, first of all, he is the imbalanced
mind. Is he unbalanced?
Yes, he is. First of all, yes, he is.
But what is America then? What does that say about America?
What about America?
That it doesn't want to have an Affordable Health Care Act, that it doesn't want to have, you know, public access
to...
Do you think America
elected him on purpose? Or do you think this was... No, I disagree. I think this was an accident. I think... No, I do. I sincerely do.
Well,
I think
too late now.
No, I don't think it is. I think there's checks and there's balances and there's ways of dealing with shit and we got to find out what they are. Because I think what happened was people saw and trusted the, I'm going to put finger quotes, science of the polls. And they were told, don't worry, this guy's not going to win.
Yeah.
The science, which has been accurate for the last three elections,
mm-hmm.
which has been dead on accurate for the last three elections, says there's a 30% chance this guy's going to be elected.
Okay.
30% chance. So listen, vote your conscience, vote your heart, because don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He's not going to be elected. But if they knew, I think the people knew that there was really a chance that he was going to be elected, they would have voted differently and they would have voted more. And when it happened, America just went, shit. Shit, we fucked up. We fucked up. We didn't take it seriously, and you know, and now all of a sudden you got cancer because you didn't wear the sunblock. You know, you didn't think there was a chance, and now it's like, well, how do we fucking stop it? You know, I think that I really do think that's where a majority, because I don't think a majority of Americans want their healthcare taken away.
No, I think a majority of Americans don't understand what's happening there.
Yeah,
but I mean that's not their fault. I mean it is their fault, but it's. You know,
but even when it comes to healthcare, when they, you know, up until last week, when they were talking to Donald Trump going like, so what are you going to do about the healthcare? He was saying, you know, well, you know, we're going to keep some things that people like what? Well, you know, you're going to be able to stay on your parents' plan until you're 26. Oh, that's good. How about the pre-existing conditions? Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, we've got to keep that because that's very important. And then smash cut to today.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-existing conditions gone.
Yeah.
Staying on your parents' plan gone. So even listening to what he says. Bullshit, gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do this stuff, and America, I believe, is going. Well, what the fuck? Who do we talk to? Dial 9 to get out. Can I speak to an adult? Is there anyone out there to talk to?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible when the chickens
tell
come
us,
home
Dave.
To roost.
You're an adult. You've raised kids. You have a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing.
Not
you're
really.
Not afraid to answer the phone. What do people do?
I am.
You're well, half American. What do they do? I'm making jokes on Twitter. What do we do?
Yeah,
I found a way to shut down the kind of alt-righty guys.
Oh, what's that?
This is a weird thing, but it actually fucking works.
Okay.
So I watched the press conference.
Yeah.
and watch Trump shutting down the CNN guy,
shut up, be quiet, shut up,
you know, your fake news. And it was like, oh, okay. So I just wrote it down. And now when someone says something snide and sarcastic or dismissive or calls you a libtard, you know, you just go, quiet, you're being rude. You know, you're a fake account. Quiet, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah.
And it works.
Huh?
It just works. They, you know, they'll object, but then someone will say, you know, that's what Trump said. What? Confuses them. Everyone dogpiles on that, and they bail.
Mm.
And it's just been crazy on Twitter. You know, there's been like, so many people just grabbing this and going, oh, this is how you should. And it won't work in 2 days, but it's working right now.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Nice.
Just take whatever Trump says, use that against them.
Good job.
It's pretty basic.
Well, keep that up. Just
if
keep
you have
saying
a
that.
Sense of humor,
yeah.
You can do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
If they say that to you, to say, well, Putin liked it.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't know. Am I irresponsible in the sense that I'm not... I can't say I'm not bothered, because I am. I do
I
think what's happening
a, I don't
is horrible.
Think there's a right response.
I don't think what is happening is horrible, but I'm just not. I'm trying to not obsess about it and spend a lot of time fretting and stuff like that.
And that's fair.
You know, one of our prayers as a Christian, when we do our prayers at church, one of the prayers is that the leaders of the world will follow some sort of guidance from God. Will hopefully find some way to. You know, and how often that works, I think, is pretty rare, because people who get into power are not always very nice. But you hope that we'll find some sort of balance out of this, you know? This could be terrible. It's probably going to be a terrible 4 years. But I really don't think it's going to be more than 4 years, if it's going to be 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I don't think it's going to be 4 years.
It's so hard to know, because...
I'm still not 100% sure it's going to be to next week. Like, I don't know.
That he's going to be... That
sworn
he's
in.
You think that they're going to stop it? How are they going to stop it? I know you talk about checks and balances, but I have to be realistic. You can't just say checks and balances. Like, what's going to stop it?
I think if you can reveal enough... Okay, here's what I think could stop it. If you have enough evidence that he colluded with Russia, I think that...
Yes, that's possible, but...
And that seems to be what's... You know, there's more. There seems to be more things being revealed about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like of all... You know, there's the... You know, okay. You get something like the urinating thing, which is, God, it was fun for jokes. There's immediately 10 fucking jokes that come to mind about that. But seeing him denying all this stuff about Russia and being against, you know, the CIA and every intelligence organization, all 19, saying it's Russia and him denying it.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, there's something, the fish smells, and the fish is smelling more,
okay.
And the fish is smelling more,
yeah.
And then yesterday, there's a reveal of some more information about this, and, you know, and it's like, there's some more, and if there could be some more, yeah, I think that could possibly stop it. Like, if the
well, I don't think his objection is to, from what I've seen, his objection isn't to the fact that the Russians did it. He hasn't denied that. His objection is the idea that they affected the outcome of the election. That's what he is arguing against.
No,
because
for him,
he won fair and square.
Okay. He won huge.
He won huge.
Even though he didn't.
Except if those millions of fake people hadn't voted.
That's right.
He would have really won huge.
Okay.
But, you know, so his argument isn't really against the idea of the Soviet or Russia having a hand in this, but more... that you cannot take away his victory from him.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause this was a victory.
Okay, that's theory one.
For him.
Right. That's theory one, is the ego of that.
Yeah.
And yes, that's a fun thing to play. And Obama has fun with that, going like, I would have beat you if I'd run against you. And it's like, it's all good times.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's being played out now is that Russia has something on him.
Mm.
Whether he owes them money, which there is some evidence of.
Okay.
Or they've got blackmail, which was the thing that was being played yesterday.
Interesting.
And so because of that, he has been making decisions that are not to the benefit of America, but to the benefit of Russia and how we treat Russia and, you know, what they do with the Ukraine and what have you. And like, we're not going to pursue. But something that Stephen Colbert said last night was just like, oh, yeah, that is a good fucking point. Which is just like, here's the only thing that he's got to do to show that, you know, to give America a little faith is like, say anything negative about Putin. He says negative things about everyone else. He has never said a negative thing about Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And Putin has a lot of negative shit. He kills journalists. You know, he invades countries.
Yes.
He is a dictator.
Yes.
He goes against American values. So, okay, here we go. Say anything against him, because if you can't, then America is in the fucking pocket of another country.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ,
yeah.
What are you going to... Yeah, that would be something that would stop him from being sworn in, I would mm-hmm. say.
Yep. Or...
Or what happened? Like, do you think America could, if they learnt, hey, he's in the pocket of Putin,
mm-hmm.
he owes Putin, do you think America, even the most hardcore Trump people would just go, eh, what's
yes.
the harm?
Yes.
They would be fine with that.
It's not that they would be fine with it, but you have to...
What age are these people that they don't remember they don't remember that Russia yeah. were the bad guys, that they don't remember mm-hmm. Rocky IV and everything we learned about Rocky IV, you know? Like...
Yeah, but that's a different Russia. Rocky IV is a different Russia.
Uh-huh.
That's the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
It's not Russia.
Uh-huh.
Russia is capitalist, right?
In theory.
In theory. I don't think it is. Obviously, it's an oligarchy.
That's right.
But to someone like Trump, who is an oligarch, uh-huh. it's capitalism.
Right.
Right.
But to people who support Trump...
People who support Trump, they have no idea. They have no idea at all. That's why they voted for him in the first fucking place. They don't know. There's that classic little meme that went around a couple days ago where the guy's like crowing about them. Some guy on Facebook's crowing about them throwing out the Obamacare, mm-hmm. finally. And someone says, wait a second, aren't you on, or someone accuses him of like, you know,
yeah.
crowing over the corpse of the, you know, and goes, well, I'm not against healthcare. You know, I use the, you know, AHA,
yeah.
the Affordable Healthcare Act. And like a person says, well, that's what this was, you know, and so this person didn't even realize, he didn't make the connection between Obamacare and the AHA.
Yeah, people will shoot themselves in the foot.
And because, it's because for them, it's not about, it's become so...
It's the delivery system.
It's become so right and left, you know, or black and white, not to put a political spin on it, I didn't mean to say that one's left and someone's right, but when just the whole idea of one against the other, these two absolutely solid blocks of color that yeah. aren't blending in any way, just smashing into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it you know, the kind of, in it, it's all bullshit,
is
the other important thing, right?
Yeah,
there's
it's not black and white, though, because, like, black and white is right and left, and there's a lot of people in the Senate that are fucking just completely, you know.
I don't mean it in, I'm not saying that it's socialist or capitalist or anything like
right,
that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it's just one opinion versus another opinion.
Right, but...
And
but,
so, the opinion is more important than the facts, right?
Okay.
You know, the fact that I don't like this is more important than the fact that what you don't like, you actually benefit from.
Right.
You know? So I don't like the idea... It's like here. I don't like the idea of the government owning dams.
Okay.
The dams should be in private hands.
Yep.
So we should sell those dams to companies, you know? And someone says, well, that doesn't make any sense. But that doesn't matter that if you carefully showed that person the benefits of public ownership of utilities... They would still insist that it's wrong because they don't care about facts. They just care about, you know, their own kind of ideal. You know, they're an ideologue.
Right.
And so reality has nothing to do with what they believe in. What they believe in is just...
Right. I don't want to be one of these guys that's like waiting to talk.
Yeah, yeah. But you're waiting to talk. No, you jump in now.
Okay. My thing on it is like, yeah, it's like...
And I'll have a drink of Coke from this pure-hearted altruistic company that does only good in the world. Go ahead.
Tastes good. But to me, it's not black versus white. It's not that, because let's take that Trump is white, and he is. You can't get much whiter than him. Okay, so it's black versus white.
Yeah.
And it's like, some people believe this, and I believe that. Okay,
yeah.
So it's like, Trump is, I'm anti-abortion. I hate abortion.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2 weeks ago, he was for abortion.
Okay.
And it's like, and what should we do if a woman's going to get...
Go ahead.
And what are we going to do if a woman's yeah. going to get an abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she should be able to get an abortion. What's he say this week? Well, she should be punished for an abortion.
Yeah.
How about that? It's like, he doesn't have a position.
No.
There's nothing to bounce against. He just says yeah. anything.
I'm talking about the people that voted for him,
not him.
He's,
I know that.
He's a bullshit artist. He's just a salesman right. that's just telling people what they want to hear.
But if they believe the thing, okay, they voted for him for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like hats.
Yes.
You know, and I love watching him have the hats.
Sure.
And then he's like, I voted for him because he says everyone's going to get a hat.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hats are dumb.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have hats. Day one, hats are dumb.
Yeah.
What does the person who voted for him because they're pro hat
yeah.
say? He's like, oh, I guess, do they go, well, I guess hats are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for dumb hats.
Or they ignore that.
And then the next day he goes,
yeah,
we're going to wear a hat. Although we're going to have hats. It's like,
yeah. But for the last, how many millions of years? That's a bit of an exaggeration, everyone. People have been reading their astrological day-to-day fortunes. Mm-hmm. They don't go, wait a second, this nothing of that they said ever happens to me. What why do I believe this? No one says that. They just make the reality fit their beliefs. Mm-hmm.
But so, I think he changes so fast that they can't do it. Like, I think that's where he's going to run into problems with people.
And so everyone's so mad at him right now, and everyone's protesting him.
Well, everyone's
everyone
not
who's
mad.
Mad at him was already mad at him.
I don't even think it's. I don't think people are mad. I think it's less rage. Like, I think if it was someone like a Mike Pence, you can be mad at a Mike Pence. Okay. You know, it's like that guy was a bunch of horrible things and it treated people terribly. I think with Trump, it's not they're mad. It shifted from mad to what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? We have, like, it's just random. And people can object to an idea. But when the person's idea is randomly changing, and that's why I think, like, mentally unstable, because it feels like a guy who's just like, you know, it depends on what minute you catch him on, he's going to have a radically different opinion of whatever you're going to say. You know, it's like there was a thing at the press conference where one of the reporters went, you know, so about this fence, you know, it's like, it's not a fence, it's a wall, that's fake reporting, you just reported something fake, that's a lie. And it's like, you called it a fence. Three fucking days ago, Grandpa called it a fence.
Yeah.
And now Grandpa's getting mad because you called it a fence. Like, really mad. Mm-hmm. It's like, everything just shifts. Everything's just make them up at the time.
Well, you're exactly right.
And that's scarier, much scarier than someone who's got a strong opinion that you disagree with. Because you can fight that. Mm-hmm. But how do you fight randomo?
Yeah. But the thing is that you, because you're paying so much attention to this, you are seeing all this happening. Mm-hmm. But you're not a usual person. Mm-hmm. You're obsessing about this. And so you're paying a close amount of attention to everything he's saying. And you're reading people's reports of how things are changed, stuff like that. You're not normal.
Okay.
You know.
So to a normal person, what happens?
They're just business as usual. They're just living their lives.
No, that's not true. Because normal person today just got told your health care is going away.
Well, yeah, that's terrible. Of course that's terrible.
It's not terrible. Yeah. It's not terrible. It's confusing.
Okay.
Because if you believe in Trump, you think Trump said we're going to take it away and we're going to replace it with something great.
There you go. So that's going to happen next, right?
That's
coming. It's going to happen.
So some,
No, you're wrong. It's happening.
Some people believe that. Some people don't. What it is it's confusion. It's not anger. It's confusion. And so that, I think, is the dangerous thing, is like where everyone's just, no one can get their footing.
And when you're telling me something I don't believe in, you're the liberal media. You're lying to me. Mm-hmm. Liberal media is full of lies.
Right.
So you can't believe what they're telling. It's fake news. I'm going to go to my news source, and it's going to explain to me why Trump made those gestures when he's talking about that journalist.
That's right.
Nothing to do with imitating him, you know, making like spaz gestures like it was back in elementary school. No. He was showing he was hesitating, and he wasn't committing to this.
Yeah. He does these kind of things every so often. Yeah. Yeah. What they're being told by the news is what you see with your lying eyes is wrong. It's just make them up. And even if you heard him, like what Kellyanne said about, you know, his words, he went like, well, you can't always take what he says seriously. You got to like look into what it's in his heart.
Yeah.
So you got to read his mind.
Sure.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah. But
So the ground is full of oil and everyone's skidding around.
But
and even if you're living your life and just going, I'm going to ignore this.
Yeah.
You can't, because they're taking away your health care.
Well, some Americans, not all Americans. Because most Americans are insured through their employers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So only a percentage of Americans. It's a big group of Americans who are losing their affordable health care.
Right.
But they're not all Americans. So most Americans who have jobs have coverage through their work. And so they are not even thinking about this. Mm-hmm. You know, for them, Obamacare is gone.
Right.
That's a good thing.
So to regular people, if he does the things that at least this week he says he's going to do, how long before they get affected to a point where they'll notice it and be shaken out of what, just be notice it enough that it affects their lives? Like if he actually does deport all these people, like in a very short period of time. I know it sounds unrealistic, but let's just take it. Everything he's saying is unrealistic.
Let's go on full Children of Men. The world is just like some crazy.
Yeah. How long before, like the things he's saying are so big that like how long before it affects people that would not be interested in politics?
Or even if they're interested in politics, they're so interested in their politics that they are able to, you know, through whether it's cognitive dissonance or just, you know, or just agreeing with whatever they're told by their betters in quotation marks.
Right.
You know, how long will it take for them to get angry? I suppose
not even
it would
angry,
have to be things that are not
even
angry.
To
be affected.
They might not even get angry. They might be like okay with it. But to be affected by it, like to have their lives significantly changed by it.
Yeah. Well, how long would it take?
Yeah.
I think the first month? No, I think 6 months? 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think people would start to see...
The healthcare thing will probably kick in about a year. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And so some of those people who are on that side of, you know, are using that. I'm not absolutely certain what the percentages are for the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, there's approximately 350 million people in the United States. Mm-hmm. I doubt there's more than, what would you say, it would be 50 million would be on the AHA?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So I don't think that's a big enough thing that it's going to cause within that block of voters, it's going to cause a big bunch of problems.
So, okay, if he does what he was,
because they're all going to get rich. Remember that, right? Yeah, that's an important part of this.
Yeah, everyone's rich, then no one's rich.
well, that's how it goes. But
that is how it goes. Everyone can get $1 million. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's got the same amount of money that they had originally. Mm-hmm. So if he does things like, you know, he reverses gay marriage, same-sex marriage.
Doesn't affect enough people.
I'm going to disagree with that.
It doesn't affect enough people because... gay people are what? Approximately 10% of the population. It's just not a big enough...
10% of the population isn't enough to to affect things radically.
Not the opinions
in the community.
Not the opinions of people who voted for Trump. Because they're not on that side. You know what I mean?
Because their kids play with their kids. Because they're in their school. Because they're part of their community.
Not
they're
them.
Part of their churches. Because they're part of this group. I just... I don't...
No.
I can't see it. I can't, like, the ripples it's in only, the pond are just so, it, are so
here's
huge.
The thing, though. It's
There's
when
so
it,
many ripples.
It's when it affects them economically. So you look at a place like North Carolina, where they brought in their punitive transgender laws, and companies didn't go there. So they're losing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to their economy because of this ridiculous law. That got the governor out of office. But I don't think that the actual law itself got people that... I'm not talking about L people. Of course, there's people who are mad, and they're writing on Twitter, and they're on Facebook, and they're in the streets, and they're in the...
It's not even mad, but again, I'm going with affected.
Okay, but they're not affected by it. How are they affected? What if he gets rid of gay marriage? Who's affected by that?
The families.
Okay.
The families. If you're part of the community, and now this couple that you know, the play with your kids,
mm-hmm.
their parents are now no longer married because the government just said no. You know, they
yeah,
just
but that's
changed
a,
it.
It's a small percentage. I'm not saying they're 10%. Not important. I'm not saying they're not important because, you know, I would hate the idea that they're taking this away from people.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about
taking
how
away,
mad or
taking
how...
Taking away a civil right
mm-hmm.
is... I don't even think that... I'm trying to think of a major civil right that has been taken away besides, you know, privacy, you know, with Homeland Security. But, like, a major civil right that's been taken away.
Yeah.
You know, like, what... Because it's so saturated into the communities now. You know, everyone knows someone. You know a family. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you don't think you know a family, you mm-hmm. fucking know a family.
Yeah.
And if they're going like, yeah, we're no longer married. We mm-hmm. don't. We no longer have the same rights that we had.
Yeah.
And you know, but we've got a family now. We mm-hmm. can't adopt kids now.
Yeah.
We can't. Like, oh my sweet Lord. And that's just. I don't want to say that's a small thing, but like all of these social fucking things that were like dropped. Yeah. In the thing that the conservatives, the real conservatives, the actual conservatives, went, this is batshit.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I keep coming back to this, which is like, if you're a conservative in America, it's hard to say it's even worse for you, but it fucking is,
because mm-hmm.
someone just took the name of the thing that you are and the thing that you believe, and are using it for something that's radically different than
yep.
what you are.
Yep.
It's like if someone said like, okay, here's what Christianity is now, and people obviously have done that
yep.
and done horrible things in the mm-hmm. name. But like, yeah, no, this guy is running the Conservative Party. What? No, he's not. And everyone around, you know, at one point or other went, this guy's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's a maniac.
Yeah.
You can't trust this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all working for him.
Yes.
Yeah. And those are the people that believe in this the most. You know, and they know this isn't being a conservative. So if you're conservative, you're fucked as well. No one's a conservative anymore.
But you just said a really interesting thing.
What's
the people
that?
Who spoke against him
yeah.
and worked against him are working for him now or with him now.
Or, you know what? I bet they're not.
Where you think they're working carefully against him?
I think they're waiting.
They're sabotaging?
I think, yeah. I think they're waiting because what choice do they have?
Well, that's true enough. I mean, what choice do they have in the sense that they're a political animal?
I mean,
their career is based on what...
The person that leaked, I believe, you know, this, or one of the people that leaked this information about Trump and the Russian thing is
mm-hmm.
John McCain.
Yes.
You know?
So he didn't leak it. He just handed it over openly.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. That's different than leaking.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a good point.
Here you go.
Handed it over openly. Right.
Yeah.
So you got like someone like that, and it's like he's someone who had to, you know, say, okay, well, you know, I got to throw not my support behind the candidate,
yeah,
but like I will support the conservative. He said that he will support whatever the Republican candidate is, never saying he endorses Trump.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got to do this. You know, this is the guy who said he wasn't a war hero.
Mm-hmm.
Holy motherfucker. So, you know, I think someone like McCain,
mm-hmm,
should a crack appear, would be more than happy to fucking get in there,
oh, yeah,
and break this,
of course,
this open. And I think there's a whole bunch of people like that as well.
I would agree with you.
And, you know, people that think it's just people on the left, fuck no.
No, no.
People on the right want the right back, mm-hmm, as well, and don't want a guy who's like,
sure,
all over the map and is incompetent.
I would agree
so
with
that's
you.
That's where I think
they're horrified what's going on. They're probably more horrified than we are because they,
right,
know more about the ins and outs of this than we could possibly understand.
And what's really scary about this too is, again, because he's got to run the goddamn country, is that I don't
to a degree.
I don't think he's got anyone besides Kellyanne. I don't think he's got anyone really who's supporting him and wants all this shit to go. Like, they're using him because his thing is he's the only one who can fix everything.
Yeah.
He's not a delegator of like, you'll know what to do, you'll know what to do. He, you know, all these people around him seem incompetent. It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter because I'm in charge and I'm the guy. And if you take me out of the equation, it all falls apart. And that is a shitty leader, you know. And oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
it's scary. I mean, the scariest part to me is what you're talking about is the dismantling of, you know, carefully won rights, whether it's the right to gay marriage, the right to an abortion, the right to health care, like all these important things that people who, and we didn't even live in, like, I did not consciously live in a time where women were forced to go into back alleys to try to take care of problems that came through unfortunate decisions, and they put themselves in a situation, you know, where nowadays, when those things happen, there are lots of choices.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, there were lots, there are still choices, but some of them are very dangerous and scary choices. And, you know, that would be terrible to lose that. We live in a time now where people who love each other can express that love publicly and be accepted into the fabric and part of, you know, the married world that we live in, the idea that we're all families together, not just this simple binary idea of what a family is, but we can have lots of different families. And that would be terrible to lose. So that, to me, and of course, things like, you know, supporting the poor and helping people who are less fortunate than us, all those sort of things like that. It's terrible to me, the idea that this could all be dismantled. And then it's
banning people for their faith.
For their faith, yes. And so this is all terrifying. And it's, to me, it's just the worst part of it is the idea that, you know, then it's going to be like a generation of rebuilding to try to recover what, you know, already took a couple generations to attain, you know. Yeah, it's just...
The one, here's the one. Okay, I'm going to throw a bright light on this because we got to wrap up because you got stuff to do.
I
got to
go.
Okay. The bright light I would say on this hopefully is that this will reinforce what the checks and balances to a system are and will make it that this shit can't happen again. That's my hope. And well, I think on a personal level that this will highlight, because this guy is basically an abusive relationship. You know, this is a guy who will say one thing and then say it never happened.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when people are in a relationship with someone who's doing that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm,
I think this is showing what gaslighting is. This is showing what an abusive relationship is and what a bully is. And mm-hmm, you put a bully to the highest thing. And I think this might be a good way of showing what a fucking bully is and how to deal with a bully and how weak a bully is when you actually give the bully the power. And, you know, because so far he's showed how thin skin he is.
Yeah.
He's trying to be the strong man, but he's not a strong man because he's hurt by everything.
Yeah.
Like a gentle breeze fucking cuts him deep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, maybe we're showing what a bully is. Maybe we're showing what gaslighting is. Maybe we're showing what an abusive relationship is. And maybe people will learn from that and we won't have this again. Hopefully. But there is definitely a fight. You just don't know what to fight at this point because the monster keeps changing and it's like you're in the fucking thing and like it was a head with like spider legs, mm-hmm, but it'll change to something else shortly.
We'll see. He has no fixed opinions, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. But love to our American friends,
yes,
out there.
Guys.
We're wishing you the best.
Wishing the best.
We're here for snacks if you need us. We'll give you some snacks and you know, we'll try to keep, I don't know what to do but keep writing jokes. I'm going to just kind of try and keep writing jokes.
That's part of it.
Jokes.
I think the thing is that like anything that's unfortunate in our lives is you have to accept the misfortune, but you can't obsess over the misfortune,
yeah,
because that doubles the misfortune.
Yep.
You know? So yes, pay attention to what's happening, you know, but don't dwell in the madness.
And treat people as people, because people are people.
There you
and,
go.
Yeah, even people you disagree
people
with.
Are people?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right.
Depeche Mode.
Wrap it up then, my friend.
Everyone, thank you for listening to the show. This went in a direction I did not expect.
Yeah, burgers.
I couldn't believe it.
You
Ian talking burgers.
Just wanted to be politics.
Just wanted all politics all night.
And all of a sudden, burgers.
When I was a young man, I loved politics. But as I've gotten older, I've grown less interested in watching Senate hearings.
That is interesting. That's like, you see the Senate here, things go, oh, that's politics.
Yeah.
The other shit seems to be real life. It's like, oh, that's politics. Now there's the politics of burgers. We said some controversial things about mustard.
We did say some controversial things. That's not controversial. I think we can all agree that mustard is one of the most important.
You put down Dijon mustard.
Dijon mustard sucks. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, everyone. Prepared mustard, zero calories. Zero calories.
That can't be true.
It's true.
That can't be true.
Look on the jar. Zero calories.
Uh-huh.
I do know that if it's a certain amount, they can round down.
Uh-huh.
But still, zero calories. It says right on the jar.
Uh-huh.
Front of the jar.
Okay.
And on the back.
All right.
In the little nutritional part. Zero calories. You can put as much mustard as you want on a sandwich.
Sure.
Nothing.
Okay.
You could be eating air, only it's tasty air
mm-hmm.
called mustard. So on that note, mustard. Everyone, if you want to write in and tell me how much you like mustard, you can do that on our website.
Yeah, tell us what your favorite Beatles song is with mustard in the
That's
title.
That's right. Mean Mr. Mustard. Is that the only one? Mean Colonel Mustard.
We all live in a yellow mustard bottle.
Oh, yes. You can write to the website. We have a message board there. You can write little communiques to us under the appropriate website. Oh, everyone take a drink.
Of mustard?
I'm going to say ambulance, judging from the height of that. If you said ambulance... Take two drinks. You can also email us, sneakyd@sneakydragon.com. We love to get emails, and I love to read emails, particularly ones where people say, you guys are great. You can contact us on Facebook, or you can go to Facebook and see things that Ian posts there, and I comment on occasionally. I did read that, or watch that Christmas Shoes one.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was good.
Patton Oswalt's Christmas
Yeah, Shoes. He made a point that I've often made, that Christian rock singers sound like they're having trouble going to the bathroom. You can also go to our Twitter feed, which is sneaky_dragon. We occasionally post there, and people occasionally talk to us there, so that's nice.
Yeah.
You're welcome to...
If you
want to
see my jokey nonsense, that's at Ian Boothby on Twitter. Nah. Goodbye. I don't want to brag.
You don't want to brag, but...
I'm verified now.
What does that mean?
I mean, it means I'm me.
And oh, you're
Twitter
you.
Has acknowledged that I'm actually me.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah. You got to do some things to be verified.
Like such
I have
as?
Been verified.
Things, well, dark things you do want to talk about.
Proof that I'm, yeah, I had to
done some,
make
done some stuff, people.
That's actually something that's
you've
fun.
Got that, you've got that, you know.
More than once, I've had there. Someone now go, because they disagree with me, mm-hmm. I can't believe you're verified.
Really?
Like, it's a big thing. It's yeah, like, yeah. Oh, okay, all right, you got some verification envy.
I can't believe you're verified.
Yeah.
It's as if...
I got a little blue check by my name, so you know I'm,
okay.
I'm verified.
It's as if they're putting too much...
mustard.
Not mustard. There's no such thing as too much mustard. Too much, you know, they're believing too much in what they're reading on Twitter, yeah. And they can't believe that you
though
are.
Every time I say verified, mm-hmm. I in my head, I think of it as Holly Hunter in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, saying the word bona fide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has a similar.
Bonafide.
Has a,
no,
has
he's
a,
verified.
Has the same meaning.
Yeah.
Zilch. Sorry to.
Let's not down. Say that.
That's not. No. Let's not put
it's kind of like an Esquire.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe one day you'll be verified. We'll see.
I am an Esquire, sir.
Okay.
I am an Esquire.
All right.
A property owner is an Esquire.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lawyer.
Or an escrow.
Or no, that's if I'm an escrow. Or if you're an escort. I can't remember what we're doing anymore, so I think
we're
we'll
on Tumblr
say,
as well.
We're on Tumblr. Yeah, whatever. Everybody, thank you for listening this week. We really appreciate it. Hope we didn't bore you with our Trump talk.
If you're English, why not review us on whatever your country's iTunes is?
Yeah.
And then Dave can go looking
yeah.
and go, hey.
I do like to read them.
Yep.
Because they're fun. It's nice, nice to know what people think. Sometimes they think nice things. Other times they don't.
This, but let me just say, by the way, this is one of the first shows that Dave has not made it all the way through his Coke.
It's enormous. It's an enormous thing. It's like you bought me like one of those 2 liter
Whatever
bottles.
Whatever he is doing next, ugh. He will have to pee very badly. We'll see.
Everyone, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Stay safe, everybody. Watch the skies.
Watch your Twitter feeds.